It's Chico.
It's Delamar.
And it's Gino.
On the Morning Rush.
Part 1.
Chico,
Delamar, Gino. The Morning Rush.
Monster Radio RX 93.1, and good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
It is Thursday.
Thursday,
back to work.
Just a little bit
back
more.
Back to work.
Just a little bit more before, you know, the weekend.
Just hang in there.
But you know what? A lot of people, I think, are on leave.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of people who are in Boracay, at least.
I think some of them took a leave like Monday, Tuesday. Some of them took a leave Thursday Friday.
But
just to connect it.
Actually, Thursday, Friday, I think would be... I think more people took a leave Thursday, Friday.
At least diretso na until Sunday.
Yeah, and it is like... If I'm not mistaken, it's the busiest week of the year.
At least in Boracay.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay,
either
more than
this
Holy
or
Week?
Holy Week. Either this or Holy Week.
Yeah, because I know a lot of people are also, you know, there for Holy
Labor
Week.
Day weekend in Boracay is just insane.
Crazy. Yeah. I've never been there on a major.
And
like,
I'm sure, like, the minute you check Instagram,
yeah,
you'll see, you know.
It's all Boracay.
It's all Boracay.
Wow.
It's all Boracay.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Okay, so it.
And we're here.
Plus, it is a Thursday today.
Yeah.
So, today we are doing the top 10 throwback tweets.
Ooh.
Because there's a throwback Thursday,
right? So, there's a throwback Thursday, there's a throwback tweet.
That's for photos.
Okay.
This time around, what's a throwback tweet for you?
What's a tweet you would have tweeted like years ago?
Yeah. Actually, you can get a really old tweet, actual tweet. But you can invent it.
Tapos may nag-tweet ng blank.
Kasi wala
pang Twitter.
Wala pang Twitter nun. Like for instance, 3310 for the win.
Right? Yeah.
Diba?
So it's like a retro tweet.
Like without knowing it. I mean, without people telling you, you would already know it's a throwback tweet.
Yeah.
Okay. Right. Or you can mash it up. Like kunyari yung, what do you call this? Basta like you can tweak an old tweet, pero okay, kind of make it like, kunyari, prepaid party line or something.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, they sort of like don't go together. But
right.
Basta bahala na kayo. You can come up with whatever version of throwback tweet you might have.
Yeah, like, I don't know. Parang mga, can't believe I'm watching the first ever music video of Michael Jackson.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
Okay, as long as it's throwback, because it's all about the TBT.
Yeah.
So if you want to join us for today, just key in RX, space your entries, and send them to 2299. Or you can tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Make sure you include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag throwback tweets.
Chico, Delamar, Gino. The Morning Rush. Hello, good morning, everybody. Welcome to this Thursday. It's May 2, 2013. My name is Del. The news, American TV host Ellen DeGeneres is again in awe of a young Filipino singer, this time with Aldrich Lloyd Talonding from General Santos City. Aldrich recently made news after a video of him singing Luther Vandross's hit Dance With My Father went viral. He was accompanied on guitar, played by his cousin, James Walter Bukong. The video has now over 900,000 hits on YouTube. Ellen recently showed the video of Aldrich to her audiences in her show, and this is what she said, quote, "Last week I saw this video of a young singer. He's from the Philippines. You gotta see this kid. Amazing." Now, this is not the first time that Filipino singers caught Ellen's attention. She has invited Charisse to her show, which also paved the way for the singer's international career. Ellen also invited Kapamilya singer Rap Salazar and Random Girl YouTube sensation Zendy Rose Tenerefe. Do you know this?
Yeah. Zendy, we play her song.
Zendy. Oh, that's her.
Zendy.
Okay, Zendy. Aldrich could be the next Filipino singer to be featured on Ellen's show. So, quote, "How beautiful is that? It's that soul in that little boy. So I'm looking for you. Please come here and sing to me and all of my friends here. You are amazing."
Oh, wow.
Wow.
That's an awesome invitation right there.
And she makes it look and sound so personal. And it probably is.
It probably is.
Yeah.
You know, I'm guessing, like, you know, a team of people you know, bring certain things to her attention, and you know, she checks it out, and then she actually, you know,
he's
really likes
good.
It.
He's
like, he's really good.
He'll get goosebumps.
I've seen the video on Facebook. I haven't actually, you know, taken the time to click.
How
on
old
it.
Is Eldridge?
He's a little kid. You just don't think. You know how it is. We've gotten used to seeing these little kids. When they open their mouths, you're like, whoa,
yeah.
But this kid is really good. I mean, not, you know, usually beat it good. Ito hindi, like
soulful.
Soulful,
nice voice.
Good. Yeah,
good,
soul, yeah. Soulful, sweet voice that's really good.
Is not like extraordinarily powerful, but just, you know, the timbre is
yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Is he younger than 10?
Oh, I'm not good with ages. But yeah, or 10-ish. He's a kid. Not like little kid. More like a tween.
Oh, okay.
But not
I'm gonna have to Google
But why
him.
Am I not surprised, though? I mean,
he's really good.
You see so many talented Filipino singers, though.
Yeah.
I mean, literally, like when you go to, you know, the band places in Singapore, they're all Filipino.
I know. You know what? Who was that? Was it Casey or Leia Salonga who says, you know, in the Philippines, most people sing.
Yeah.
So you're not any different if you sing well. You gotta sing amazing.
Amazingly. Actually, that's true.
Even in Thailand, if you go to Thailand, even the small islands. The moment you go around the bars and the restaurants,
it's Filipinos.
The moment they sing, I can fight, I'm torn. You already know.
I can fight, I'm torn.
And you're a little late.
You're a little late.
I'm already. True story. And after that, I was like, Pinoy guys, why am I not surprised?
I think it's also because we can speak English relatively well compared to,
compared
know, the
to
other
everybody
Asian
else,
countries.
For
so
sure.
we can sing it without an accent.
The BPO industry says that's really a plus for the expats who come here. Because in other countries...
Well?
No, that we understand.
That we speak, yeah.
The others really can't.
Yeah.
They have a hard time. So anyway, looking forward to Aldrich Lloyd Delanding on the Ellen DeGeneres Show. Hey, that makes it as the first news update here on The Morning Rush. The gang's all here. You got Chico, Delamar, and Gino with you right now on Summer's Hottest, RX 93.1. La 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 la.
The Morning Rush, Top 10. Morning Rush, Top 10.
Monts Radio, RX 93.1. Time for the Top 10 for today. We've got our top 10 throwback tweets, since it is a throwback Thursday. So here we go. Let's start off with... favorite this. Okay.
Yung mga fini-favorite na naman
ni Chico. No, topic! These are topics. Wala. Mga topics.
Fini-favorite ni Chico.
Future top 10 topics. Okay. Let's start off with... Dre54. Yes. Champion na naman ng Chicago Bulls. Three-peat.
That is pretty classic. But my God.
That's a classic.
When Michael Jordan was still playing, that was the time that, you know, my entire family watched basketball. Like, religiously.
Well, that's
every time
everyone.
There was a Bulls game.
That's what they said. That's what he did for the sport.
Yeah.
Diba? And it was just a... It was just a marvel. Because, like, you know, you've got... I mean, I'm a big fan of Kobe.
Yeah.
And you've got, like, LeBron James for all the other people out there.
Right.
But...
Jordan had something else. He had flair.
Tsaka parang everyone was rooting for him. You know what I mean? I mean, you'd have the, you know, the occasional na parang asan matalo siya or whatever.
Hater.
Pero mostly everybody talaga who was watching NBA was watching it because of Michael Jordan. Crazy.
I think that's what Tiger Woods did for golf.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To make
para ambassador for their sport.
Yeah, parang the minute they played, even the ones that didn't watch the sport.
Yeah, the non
started watching it.
Would watch, just for them.
Para mga Wayne Gretzky.
Right,
for hockey. You know what I mean?
Sebastian says, bro, may scandal pics ka ni blank. Pasave naman sa disket.
Oh my God, disket.
Disket.
Do you even remember, like, the storage capacity of it? Like the...
No, I don't remember.
The small square
ilan
ones.
Ilan laman nun.
Diyos ko. Ilang megabytes lang yata yun.
Megabytes?
Seriously, megabyte lang yun.
Wow!
Alam ko nga the really floppy disk.
Yeah.
That isn't even 1 megabyte.
Oh my God.
I remember, all of a sudden, I have a flashback of those huge computers.
Right.
And then that little, like, space where you put the disk.
Yeah, the disk slot.
yung MS-DOS.
Because I remember... may time pa yun eh, na parang nagkaroon ng zip drive. The
yeah.
zip drive, the one that's parang external hard disk. Well, not, it's an external floppy disk. And then, yung disk niya, 100 MB. And wow. everybody was like, whoa, 100 MB! Whoa!
My God.
Tapos ngayon, meron ng what, 32 gig na USB?
Yeah.
Wow. Crazy.
Ito throwback talaga kasi magsasara na to. From si Coengtor. Just created my Multiply blog. Woohoo!
They closed it na.
Yeah, close na.
Well, you can't access your photos Aww. Anymore. It's still open as a marketplace.
No, even that is closing down.
Really?
Yeah, Multiply is closing down, period.
Really?
Yeah.
What happens to all those data?
I don't know.
No, plus the really successful marketplaces.
Yeah. That's what that was the big news a couple of days ago.
Oh, wow.
Multiply is shutting down. So it's like end of an era.
It wow. really is.
Yeah.
And kind of sad, actually.
Yeah.
Now I miss my Friendster photos. I kind of miss it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Check out the ones who weren't able to extract their
data.
Data
there
from
you go, those
Friendster
photos.
And Multiply. Oh, I have so much on Multiply. Wala na, I don't have access to them anymore.
Ako Friendster. Tsaka, oh my God, you'll find out how jedge you were back then.
Yeah.
Jedge
exactly.
young. Kasi diba, there's a tendency to be judged when you're young.
Diba, the term before was because there were testimonials, like a post on, bro, patesti ka naman.
Diba?
That's really what it was called. Eh. Patesti ka, bro.
Yeah, patesti.
You know, the CEO of Yahoo was being interviewed, this girl. She's so young. She's probably...
Yahoo like, Philippines or Yahoo in
Yahoo,
general?
Yahoo International.
Okay.
And she was talking about how things have changed. There was this wave. Anyway, she was explaining the wave. And I swear, she was speaking, but I could understand. It's like the Matrix. Oh, now I understand what happened in the last 15 years, right? And then so she was being asked, like, what do you think will happen? Because when Facebook arrived in the scene, it just...
Everything just changed.
Everything changed. The way we live changed. And then they said, well, there's Twitter. Then there's Instagram.
Yeah.
And then she was saying the next move will be... when you type in, like, when you use your Yahoo, it isolates, well, first it gets to know who you are, your age, where you're from,
right.
what you always access,
well,
what you always like on Facebook.
Patay si Chico, kinabahan na konti. What you always access.
They will profile you. What you access, the sites that you look for, the what you type
keywords,
in.
Yeah.
And from there... They will recommend you things.
Ay, patay.
They will recommend things to you that you might want.
Right.
And not only that, you will be introduced to people whose interests are the same as you.
Are the
you.
Same as you.
Yuck. Ay, sorry.
Why would that be yuck? Is that an admission?
Nakabahan si Chico.
Bilang yuck. Ano kala niyo sa akin?
But that's what she was saying. She says that's the new wave.
Wow. Parang...
Because that it's in the works now.
Literally, it's... Profiling, not
yeah.
racial, but
it's profiling.
It's profiling.
Wow, okay. And also, Butter Baby says, throwback tweets, happy first anniversary to the Morning Rush. Grabe.
All right, oh my God.
Whatever.
We were so happy back then.
Hey, here's an idea. Why don't you look for us like a copy? Of one of your very first shows.
Oh my gosh.
Let's get snippets from it.
Yeah, that would be cool.
Diba?
I don't know where we would get that.
I wonder
I
if
used
you still
to have mga cassette tape, but I don't
wait,
know where
wala
they
pa
are
kasi
anymore.
Computer nun eh, no? So hindi pa naka-computerize yung
oh, yeah.
No, no, no.
Yeah.
They would have to literally, physically record it. Yung mga cassette recorder.
Well, I know some people did that.
Really?
Yeah, they did. They recorded the show.
Send them to us naman.
Oh, if you
that
happen to
cool.
have a show,
if you
I
have,
mean...
A snippet of like how we sounded like before. That would be cool.
A cassette of whatever.
Or if sana no kung meron lang sana like the first day that you boarded.
Oh, I don't think
I
you went on air
for sure. But I'm pretty sure you know the early days. The we used to play CDs days.
Yeah.
Who
well,
knows?
If you happen to have a copy of an old show, just bring it over anyways.
Yeah.
It might not be the oldest, but we'd still.
Yeah,
wanna...
not bad. Diba?
Diba? Tapos, my name is Chico Garcia, and I'm like 19 or 20 years old.
No, no, no. Nung 90s love team pa. Diba? Send in those. Come
God.
On. The Pabili guy says, binasted ako nung nililigawan ko. I've been club zoned. Hindi pa friend zone noon eh. Pinukpo ka ng club ng mga cavemen.
Sobrang throwback naman.
Sobrang throwback. Club zoned. Also, the entry that caps off the bottom half of the top 10 throwback tweets comes from That guy marked X.
He says,
Hashtag vacation fail. Naubusan ako ng film. San ba ang nearest Kodak?
Oh my God, yeah.
But when you think about it, that
it
wasn't...
It used to be like that.
Yeah, 10 years ago.
But, you know, some people still look for film, for Lomo.
Well, that is true, though.
But it's a novelty.
Pero yeah. It's your choice.
Yeah, and it's hard to find.
But there was a time when you had like a long vacation, I remember, dami naming rolls of film.
Tapos yung papa developer, that's 3 days to wait.
Oo, tapos 24 shots lang yun, di ba?
Yeah.
May 36, di ba?
36.
12,
24,
36.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Saka yung tinitipid mo, parang, oh, wag kasi baka may...
Ano na lang? Oh, one roll left. Mga ganun.
Saka you never saw your pictures.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Parang suntok sa buwan. If you got it, you got it. If you didn't, you didn't.
Yeah.
Remember, I don't know if Gino ever, if nabutan niya to, the flashes that you put on top of the camera.
Oh my gosh, yung squares.
Oh, yung squares.
There was just four. Kasi squares siya, di ba? So one on each side. Every time magfa-flash, iikot siya yung next naman.
The flash is not in the camera.
Next naman.
Okay, you have...
On top.
No, I don't think I got that.
Okay, so a camera is like a rectangle, right?
Right.
You buy the
cube.
Flash. Yeah. They look like ice cubes.
Ice cubes.
Right.
So you put it on top of your camera when you're taking a picture.
Yeah.
And for each shot, it's going to twist. So
to
for,
go to the next one.
To go to the next one.
So essentially, one cube is like four flashes.
Four flashes. Lang.
And then it burns. It burns.
Oh, like the old school, like
the
flash.
The old school flash.
Because diba before in like the mga movies, like Gatsby, yung mga ganun.
There,
though. Para may bulb, tapos puputok.
Yeah.
Yeah.
May ganun din siya, pero wala na nung smoke, obviously, because it's contained naman.
Because it's
pero
contained.
You would see it, sunog na yung bulb.
Oh my God.
So alam mo, gamit
na yun. We used
to
play with that.
Yeah.
As kids.
Yeah, kami din.
Oh, yeah, as kids, you play with that. The
wow.
Flash. Old school.
It's so
flash.
Freaky.
Throwback na.
Tsaka apat lang talaga yung flash.
Yeah.
Well, didn't you buy more?
You bought a lot. You bought a pack.
A pack. And so there you go. That's exactly what we're looking for. What are the throwback tweets? It is Throwback Thursday. And so if you want to join us, key in RX, space your entries, and send them to 2299. Or you can tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Make sure you include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag Throwback Tweets. La 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 la.
The Morning Rush. Top 10. Morning Rush. Top 10.
Monster Radio RX 93.1. Time for the top 10 for today. The top 10 throwback throwback
tweets.
Ay, naku.
Call center guy.
But tweets. So what? I'm getting a couple of the throwback tweet entries as well.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it's just I'm really geeking out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you know I tweeted a geek throwback.
Tweet.
A geek throwback tweet.
Tweet.
I go like a parang rocking this new Pentium 486 computer. And I'm gonna play Doom. So, you know, people started tweeting me like Kylie Gayahanos is saying na parang can we say like mud?
Like mud, yeah.
You can, diba? So he goes mud. Like, ay putik, sino nag-flashbang na di marunong? It's from Counter-Strike.
Yeah, yeah.
And
yeah.
It just, you know, brings me
sino
back
nag
to
what?
Flashbang.
Nag-flashbang.
Oh, flashbang.
Because, okay, here's, like, if you don't play Counter-Strike, so you're a counter-terrorist group, and then you have, like, you know, guns, grenades, and a flashbang, and whatever. And if you toss it in front of you, every one
everybody
of your teammates and everybody who sees it gets blinded, like it's this white light. So it's like, ay, putek, sino nagbato ng flashbang na hindi maroon? And that's really something that people would do.
Would say.
Yeah,
right?
and it's because parang usually internet shop kayo, so marami kayo, diba? Tapos, like, they would just throw a flashbang just to piss everyone off.
Believe it or not, I actually played Counter-Strike.
What?
With my pamangkins.
You did?
Diba nga, ang codename ko, Jejomar.
Jejomar or Jejemar?
No, Jejomar. Wala pang Jeje nun. Jejomar.
Oh my God.
Tsaka Veggie Boy. Una Veggie Boy. They made me change it kasi masyado raw nerdy. So yun.
Bakit Veggie Boy?
Because he was a vegetarian,
yeah,
remember?
Yeah, at the time I was.
Oh,
for
yeah.
10 years,
kaya
he was
Veggie
a vegetarian.
Boy. Imagine mo, Counter-Strike, tas ang codename Veggie Boy.
Oh my God, I was part of a... So there are clans for Counter-Strike.
Yeah.
Like there's Elite and whatever. And my first clan ever was called Cuties.
Oh my God!
Cuties! Tapos S! Sobrang nakakahiya!
Kadiri! Alam mo, mag-Counter-Strike tayo ulit. Pauso natin ulit.
Tara!
Tapos, clan natin, the Back Clan.
Backlash.
Kasi binabalik natin eh, di ba?
Oh, we're bringing it back.
The throwback clan.
Oh, di ba?
We know. We know.
The backland.
The backland.
Yun yung mga sagot sa inyo.
Pwede
yeah,
yan.
We know.
Pwede. Hey, I'm no. telling you.
The backland. Tapos yung codename ko, Lafayette.
Tapos ako, Shaniqua.
Tamang-tama kasi siya yung maitim.
Lafayette and Shaniqua.
Lafayette and Shaniqua.
Do you know Lafayette?
Tapos diba?
Yeah.
Tapos may sino ba parang sumusugod. Oh my God, ayun na si Lafayette, si Shaniqua. Tapos nagpapanik yung mga tao.
Napaka-astig yung dalawang baklitan.
Hindi kasi the backland tayo, diba? Yung tawag sa atin, the baklitan.
The backland. Dapat ganun yung, ano, yung, how you say it? The backland.
The backland.
The backland.
Oh my God, the back leaders are here.
The backland.
Oh my God. Lafayette and Shaniqua, the terrible two.
Squared.
The T squared. The T
squared.
Oh my gosh.
Pwede na siya.
Tara, laro tayo ng Counter Strike ulit. Pabalik natin.
The back clan.
Just for the sake of doing
mag-ibita
that.
Mag-ibita tayo ng mga ano, ng mga, ano tayo, parang EB na. Oh my gosh.
Oh my God.
Also, let's see here. For Rene Boy says, guys, may nakapasok na ba sa Takeshi's Castle?
Oh my God. I used to love watching Takeshi's Castle.
Yeah.
But parang nobody ever gets past the ano, the remember the final stage, yeah. Parang naka-car na sila, mm-hmm. Tapos yung kila, hindi naman actually, akala ko lang kila Smokey Manoloto yun. Diba si Smokey Manoloto and si, sila yung host.
Yeah, si Anjo.
Anjo and Smokey Manoloto. And I always thought that they were the big boss. Pero actually, in-import lang pala from Japan yun.
Diba precursor yun ng ano, the one that's famous now. The one na yung grab your balls ba yun?
Grab your balls.
Or yung...
Actually, Ellen's. Ellen, yung mga weird ano ni Ellen.
Yeah. No, pero there's a show, yung the two guys... They always intro the show. Tapos nandun si Vanessa Manillo. Siya na yung nandun sa... These people like jumping on balls.
Ah, yeah, Wipeout?
Yeah. Wipeout. There you go.
Thank you.
Yeah, but nobody ever got past that ano, that water cannon. Kasi diba sobrang... As in,
kasi grabe naman eh.
Water gun lang yung sa mga contestants. Tapos water kasi hose water, yung yeah. ano.
Daya. Yeah.
Oo.
Avia Chocolat says, the Spice Girls are so hot. Kasi ang sexy pa nila noon.
Yeah, and I used to... I used to think about Baby Spice all the time.
Oh my gosh, Baby Spice din ako.
Oh my God, we're meant
to be.
She was
my favorite.
Talaga, we're meant
to be. Kasi diba, you always ask people, sino yung...
Who's your
Spice? Who's your favorite? Diba?
Who's your Spice?
Yeah, I would always go with Baby.
Ako,
and
baby.
Then,
ikaw.
Next ko na si Posh.
Ako, Baby ako lagi.
At the time, because now I don't like her, Scary.
As is Scary.
Why don't you like her now?
She's
a bit... No, she's a bit
But she
much.
Always had the really nice voice.
And the body. The abs.
Best voice is always Sporty.
Sporty.
Yeah, she's always had the best voice. Yeah. Parang kumbaga sa ano si...
But you know who was actually really pretty as well? Scary.
Yeah, she was.
She had a really nice face.
I like her.
Coming from I Am Kiddo 08. May bago kong songs, pre. Pasend naman via infrared.
Oh my God.
Infrared! Gosh, we haven't heard that in a while.
Kasi ba usually it's
tapos
either...
Tapos oh, wag mo tatakpan ha, wag mo tatakpan.
Hindi, tsaka either infrared or...
Paano mo
yung
ba
gamit natin ngayon? Bluetooth.
Bluetooth, yeah.
Either or.
Hindi, yung Bluetooth nga, bago na yan eh.
Bago na. Yeah.
That comes later on.
Plus that survived. Infrared, wala na talaga.
Oh. Okay.
Hello to Mr. Perk, by the way.
Hello, Mr.
Perk. Morning.
Brindun says, Morse coding with my bestie. Hashtag, dit, dit, dut, dut.
Dit, dit, dut, dut, dut.
At saka, ano ah, Morse code sila magpadala ng messages pero may Twitter. Nakakaasap.
Nakapikon.
Sebastian says, oh, walang gagamit ng telepono ha, kailangan ko mag-internet.
Right. Kasi pag inangat mo,
mapuputol.
I was actually one of the, I think, the first to line up for the DSL.
Para hindi na napuputol.
Yeah. So, oh my God. Tapos it was so new.
I still remember that.
Yeah. My friend was saying like, sabi niya, like, where he's from. the DSL. Sorry.
Booking na booking.
Huling-huli.
Kumbatag ni DSL.
Then sabi niya sa akin, you know, you should get DSL because you can use your phone line and your internet.
At the same time.
Yeah.
There was this one day, sobrang asar na asar ako. Because I think I was playing a game or something. I forgot. Right. Tapos my mom kept, syempre hindi mo na pwede sabihin yung mama na wag gumamit ng phone.
Mm.
So she would put up the phone. So I'd go, okay, I have to wait. Finally, binabaan na. So I'd start again.
Oh.
Aangat na naman niya. Tapos bababa na naman niya. Tapos I'll start again. Tapos angat na naman. So I'm like, what are you doing? Yung pala may tinatawagan siya, busy.
So paulit-ulit
yun. Paulit-ulit siya. Putol ng putol yung game. Ay,
it was tsaka so pag may call waiting ka, pag may tumawag, putol yung internet
yeah.
mo.
Uh-oh. Ah, really?
Yeah. Mapuputol din siya.
Man.
The Pabili guy says, cool, yo. I just saw Chico Garcia walking his dinosaurs. Ever.
Sobrang throwback tweet din.
Ah, sige, from Chenong naman. Throwback tweet from Del. I'll never, never date America. Look where you are now.
The things we say.
Diba?
And had there been Twitter at that time,
she would have tweeted it.
Yep.
She would have tweeted it.
That might have been an actual tweet.
And the top throwback tweet comes from Chenong.
Chenong says,
at, nagre-reply kay, at gobernadorcillo ng Maynila. Boss, como estas? May gulo sa pugad lawin. Si Andres na naman pasimuno. At saka may Twitter account si Gobernadorcillo.
Sobrang throwback.
Sobrang nakakatawa dun kung pati si Andres nakatag. Nakatag din si Andres Bonifacio. Napasimuno ni at Andres Bonifacio. Andres B.
At Andy KKK. So dapat at Gobernadorcillo ng may... Ang hirap sabihin ng
Gobernadorcillo ng Maynila.
At Gobernadorcillo ng Maynila. Boss, como estas? May gulo sa pugad lawin. Si at Andy KKK Pasimuno. At saka gusto mong malaman niya na sinusumbong mo siya.
Tapos hashtag rebellion.
Hashtag insta-rebellion.
Insta-rebellion. Insta-revolution.
Insta-rebellion. Hashtag.
Oh my God, classic.
Hashtag IG Katipunero.
IG Katipunero. May group sila.
Tapos may selfie sila.
May selfie. Fierce.
Ay, nako. Alright, so the top 10 throwback tweets. Just key in RX, space your entries, and send them to 2299. Or tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag throwback tweets.
Chico, Delamar, Gino. The Morning Rush.
It's Chico.
It's Delamar.
And it's Gino.
On The Morning Rush.
Part 2. Hello, good morning, guys. It's time again for the news.
Did he just fall down?
What?
He just disappeared.
Oh. Now we see him. Oh now we God. Don't. What happened?
What happened to you?
The chair moved.
That was so funny.
Chico.
As in, I just saw him sitting down and then he just disappeared.
Me, I saw him trying not to fall. Ouch. Yay. No. Preempting the news, I see.
Kasi ko anong ginagawa. Nag-iPad na kasi.
Ayan
paupo
kasi,
pala.
Kasi,
trying to turn my iPad
ay,
on.
Ay, nako.
Pa-iPad, bago umupo. Ayan, nalaglag.
Ayan, kasi hindi tumitingin.
Kasi gumalaw yung chair on its own.
Pero wag kang ganyan. Mahirap na ako. Na-injure yan. Matanda. Matagal ang healing process.
Osteoporosis.
Ano sakit ni Chico?
Osteoporosis.
It's so unglamorous. I'm sorry. Ay, no.
Right, let's get into this. Jennifer Aniston can't wait to get married to fiancé Justin Theroux, but she won't step on ex Brad Pitt's big date. Aniston was hoping to have a summer wedding with a tropical thunder rider, but with Pitt and Angelina Jolie planning on marrying sometime this season, Aniston has decided to wait. A source tells Us Magazine, quote, she does not want her date associated with them. She was considering moving up the date and having a spring wedding, but Theroux got weirded out by all the rushing. With the decision to wait until after Pitt and Jolie share their vows, Aniston's plans are completely on hold. Quote, nothing has happened on that front in a month. Aniston and Theroux got engaged last summer, 4 months after Pitt finally popped the question to Jolie.
It's so weird that it's so dependent weird. On...
Kasi for me, parang, I just do it. Yeah, because you're still connected to that
right.
pair.
Right.
And it's like, why are they deciding for you?
I think it's damned if you do, damned if you don't. If she does get married on the same in the
like
same season.
Same summer.
Yeah, people are going to say, oh, you're just doing that because you don't want to be blah, blah, blah. If she doesn't do it, then people will say this. I don't know.
Because you just get married.
Yeah,
I mean, whenever married. You want.
Get married for yourself and just don't care about what other
don't
people
care
think.
What other people
I
say.
Did not know that Justin Theroux actually wrote.
Yeah,
Tropic Thunder.
Thunder. Yeah, I know.
I mean, Tropic. Yeah. Tropic Thunder.
Tropic Thunder.
This is wrong.
Tropical okay. Thunder.
Yeah, it says
it's Tropic Thunder. Tropic. But yeah, it's just. Diba dapat kebs na yan eh.
It's like she's still reacting to them.
Actually, some news items are like.
Of course, it's not. We might. It might not be true. It's just a source
maybe.
Telling us. Magazines.
No, pero ano like other magazines or writers or sports entertainment people are saying. Iba nga harsh eh. Talagang Angelina Jolie spoils
Jennifer Aniston's wedding
once again. You know, it's as if.
She's really out to get her.
Yeah, but she's not. They just happen to get
engaged
proposed to
at the same time.
That's
but
just
isn't
weird.
It weird because they've been together for quite some time, Angelina and Brad Pitt.
And Brad.
Yeah.
That it would happen on the same year, the same season that Jen decides to do it.
Yeah,
it's just weird.
And no, and remember they did say that they're not getting married until gay people had their
same
right.
That was my question. Like, didn't they say that?
Yeah.
So what happens now?
But you know, in some states.
Yeah, they
can,
have.
You can argue that in some
right.
states it is legal.
It is allowed.
Not like at the time when they said it. I think not a single state was allowing gay marriage. But I guess, there's a couple, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, there were some additional states that
so,
allowed it.
Technically, they
well,
can.
I think the last one I heard of was New York.
New York. I think there's a, wasn't there a proposition on, in L.A.?
Because L.A.,
in California?
They lost.
Yeah, but there was another one. Yeah, because on the Stephen Colbert show, they were talking about it.
Sa area mo.
No. In Utah, no. No, because they're Mormon country. It's Mormon country, so you know it's predominant.
But I just really like that, you know, pinanindigan mo na, tsaka alam mo na kung ano yung area mo.
Besides, it's not my area. I've only been there once.
Better you were like,
it's Mormon and like it's that southern central thing that's going on.
Yeah, it's not
it's
like
really,
it's not one of the
red states.
Yeah,
the red states. Yeah, they're more conservative. They're a lot more conservative. Anyway, that's the news. The second one today here on the show. You got CDNG right here on Summer's Hottest RX 93.1.
The Morning Rush Top 10.
Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster Radio RX 93.1. Here we go. We've got our Top 10 for today. The Top 10 Throwback Tweets, because it is Throwback Thursday.
Hey, can we just say hi to a couple of people first who are tuned in? Let's say hello to Ridiculous Rod, who says hello to Crystal Pasquale, to Kiel, and to Rai Rai. And then my laptop just died.
Really?
Oh, there. And then hello as well to IMJM Naval, who says hello to all the Floor Rushers who are tuned in. Good morning!
Hello. And we met some past Floor employees in Singapore. Remember?
Oh, yeah,
they were saying
we did.
They used to be from
right.
Floor.
From Floor.
Yeah.
Call Me Ikes is just saying hello as well, and good morning to everybody. Let's also say hello to Armaine Magsino, who says thank you for the happy experience yesterday and for letting us join the class picture. For the Rushers.
Oh yeah, that was cute.
Cool.
Somebody wrote on my wall, my FB wall, to say like we just made her morning yesterday. So thank
you.
Can
you.
I squeeze in something from Dwayne E.B.?
No.
Sure.
Yes. Okay. So hello to Leo, to Rika, to Jade, to Merrick, to Yvette, Irwin, Ivan Choi, Oscar De La Ho, Kuya Joe, and Sandy, Drake, and Tago Fabic.
Hello. Okay, let's also say hello to LS Dominique, who says dating Pokemon addict. So let's say hello to Cheno, to Prindun. Good morning. Let's also say hello to Krabby Licious, who says hello to the cousins Richmond, Yoda, Ashley, and
Yoda.
Amor. They're also tuned in. Hello. And Takumi86 is just saying hello to Lexi Angeles, Dale, all the Radio 1 kids, basically. So hello.
Is Erica here?
Erica.
She was asking if she could drop by the station today, and she's here.
All right, cool. I am Nutty Boy, also saying hello to the Edsa Shangri-La Rushers.
Hey, hello.
Angel, Sita, Francis, JP, Patty, and Reese. So good morning, and happy birthday to Mitchie Ann. That's coming from Freelancer Mom. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Hey, what's up to Dale? He's tuned in.
Hey,
Dale Kins. While we're at it, let's just say hello to Dale.
Ako si Dale.
Ako si Didi. both Dales.
And then, Gina, you have to say hello to Lord Ramos, who came by yesterday.
Yeah.
But you weren't here of all days. Like, you know,
I know.
He's so, met us both.
Hello, Lord. Wait, that's
so weird.
Hello,
to say.
Lord.
Hi, Lord.
Yeah. Hi, Lord. I talk to you every day before I go to sleep.
No, but yeah. Hello.
Sigurado ka.
Grabe kayo.
Hindi yung arch-enemy niya.
Alam mo, grabe kayo. Ang mga ugali niyo. Paka-spiritual ko pa namang tao.
Ay!
Dear Satan.
Yun yung ano niya. Yun yung pagiging spiritual.
Yung ano pala, no? Dear Lord, on behalf of my father. Ano ba?
Ay, nako.
Grabe kayo. Anyway.
LS, oh, we're doing throwback tweets. LS Dominique says, shocks, nabalitaan nyo na, nawawala daw si Amelia Earhart.
Oh, wow. When was that?
Is it in the 50s?
50s, may pictures na eh. So yeah, I guess 50s.
Yeah.
No, I'd say 50s.
50s, right?
Not 60s. Kasi when I, if I remember the movie, parang...
How old were you when she was missing?
Kasi yun yung... I was just a dirty thought.
Oh.
Dirty, I mean, yes.
Yeah. Thought,
Let's scan this topic.
Ay, nako.
What? Let's scan the conversation. Like, let's stop it. What's wrong with that?
OMGN says, wow, mag-a-abroad kami by boat. Pero medyo ninenervyos ako. Baka mahulog kami sa dulo ng world.
Sobrang classic.
Hindi pa nila alam na bilog yung mundo.
What era was that? Like,
ano pa? Columbus talking, era.
Yeah, Columbus. Yeah.
I'm so bad at that. Pag yung ganun nakalayo, you don't know which, like,
hey,
anong hundreds.
Because I know, like Magellan,
like 1200,
1521,
ah, 15.
Landed here. Magellan, though. But Chris Columbus, isn't he also in the 1500s?
Chris talaga eh. Chris Columbus.
Eh, no? I saw close him.
Close kami. Siyempre, di ba? He discovered America.
Si Chris Columbus.
Si Chris.
parang yung director lang. Di ba? Home Alone is Chris Columbus.
Chris Columbus, yeah.
Sige, go ahead. I'll Google it.
Oh, hey, wait. Netops was just saying, happy you remembered us from Explore Rushers.
Of course.
Mokario, and I'm Ket. And
yes,
Anne.
Yes, hello.
And he's going, thanks for signing our book. So, hello.
Muichikel says... Diba yung sa what does that ano yung sa Temple Run when they automatically tweet yung high score and then how was it worded? Diba there was a time everybody just kept tweeting.
Yeah, yung parang ano
I just beat
parang
that.
Gino Boy just got
ano yun, beat that,
7
diba?
Million points from running away from Demon Monkeys.
Just beat that. Ito yung throwback version of that. Muichikels just reached 7 million sa snakes at 3310.
Oh my God.
I remember snakes.
Because we were so happy na parang may game.
You know what my memories of that is waiting in the parking lot.
Mm.
While waiting for my brother.
I actually downloaded the snake app.
Yeah, you were saying.
Parang it's not the same.
It's different.
You know how?
Parang, I mean, it's nice. The graphics are nice. Don't get me wrong.
But that's, I think that's what makes
that's what made the
special, the Jurassicness of it. Uh-oh. 1492. Tama, because that's the movie, remember?
Right.
On Christopher Columbus.
Christopher Columbus.
You know
I love
how,
that movie.
You know how ridiculously good at Snake I was before that I would actually make money out of it? Because people who wanted like a good score out of Snake
would pay you.
Would pay me to
play on their phone.
Pero 20 pesos.
Wow.
Tamang pangkain lang ng merienda.
Bata pa lang hustler.
Oh, my. Grabe.
Hey, no, because they offered. They were like, because I was like, They gave me their phone and they were like...
Were they that sucky at it?
Yeah. Some people kasi really don't have the coordination
for
it.
Pero what's the point in having a high score?
No, kasi it looks
ikaw.
Nice.
Yuck! Ako
you know how
that.
Dati kasi people would have ano parang display scores.
Yeah. Ako kasi I love it pag yung kunyari high score. Kahit phone ko lang. That's my thing. I don't let other people play para hindi ma-break
yung...
Hindi para hindi ma-break yung ano.
Yung
so,
ano.
Makita mo sa high score talagang Rico, Chico.
Rico. Sinabi mo na eh.
I know, right?
Tapos meron pa yung ano eh. Merong trick dati sa Nokia na phone na parang you can input a menu of some sort.
Yeah.
So parang you can make it look kasi diba
parang fake menu.
Yeah, yung fake games.
Oh my God.
Na parang nakalagay Snake. What other games? Solitaire or something like
whatever,
that.
Yeah.
I forgot not the other games eh. Like, what was yung parang sungka? Sungka. Meron eh. Meron sa 3310 yun. Yung parang sungka. I'm trying to remember what it was. I mean, it was called something else. Obviously, it wasn't Sungka.
Sungka?
No. Bantumi. There you go. Thank you. OMG.
Bantumi? I never heard of that.
I never heard of that.
Meron yun. Like three games in a space... Not Space Invaders. Some space game where you just go up and down and you shoot stuff and then Snake and then that Sungka
Bantumi.
Game.
Bantumi.
Bantuminga. And then, okay. And then, so you could come up with a fake menu that said like mga Diablo, Warcraft. So
para people would be like, oh, you can play it on your phone.
Oh, you can play it on your phone. Space Impact, there you go. Space Impact is a space game that you play on an island.
Ito throwback talaga from Ilan Villanueva. Hmm. It was really dark. Tapos bigla na lang, bang.
Big bang. Big bang.
Somebody who was a witness to it. It was so dark.
May Twitter na siya.
Pero may Twitter na.
Galing.
And Sika Wengter says, ano ba itong iPhone na to? Asan yung keyboard? Ha? Hindi to si sikat.
Hey, look. See, Googly Gooies was just saying, we used to talk about, we used to ask our classmates to finish Snake for us and we'd show it off to our batchmates.
It's a weird. Hollow victory.
No, but still, for other people, that was like enough. A parang, oh, ano, max out yung score ko ng Snake.
Okay, I don't know.
But it's not yours.
I know.
Exactly, but it's other people don't know that.
The pabili guy.
Diba? Yeah, but hello, you know for a fact that other people do that even till now. Not with Snake, but with other things. Na parang like, wow. They'll borrow somebody's watch or somebody's car or whatever.
I know somebody who,
on a date. And
I know somebody
like,
who,
oh, it's mine.
They took pictures in front of Discovery Shores.
Just to make it seem like they stayed there.
But they stayed dun sa katabi niya.
Oh, see? Na, mga ganun, na parang
na,
you don't
na 1,000 a night lang.
You don't really naman stay there, pero...
Pero that's, ano talaga, tsaka... They didn't say they stayed there, but were like lounging at Discovery Shores. And they were, but they weren't billeted there. The Pabili Guy says, ang cool ng bago naming rewinder, Ferrari, baby. Hashtag VHS. Hashtag Betamax is dead.
But I remember those, the car rewinders.
Because before it looked like a rewinder, like a box. Tapos it became cars.
Tapos remember, may fine if you don't rewind it.
Yeah.
Pag binalik mo, tapos hindi ka rewind, may fine ka.
Nakaano pa, napaka fail ng investment ng dad ko nun. Because we were like, we had a Betamax already.
Uh-oh.
And then we were like, oh, get na VHS. And my dad was like, no. Hindi mauso yung VHS na. Tapos a year after, wala ng Betamax.
Jing Dalagan says, uy, world premiere ng music video ni na Chico and Del sa MTV na Friends for Life. As in MTV. It was shown on MTV.
Oh, wow. Hey, let's say hi to Bella. She's tuned in.
Hi, Bella.
Hey,
Bella. Ciao, Bella.
Hello, hey, Bella. I think she's gonna pass by here one of these days.
Nice.
Pretty soon.
It's been a while, since
right?
Last
we want
summer.
Bella 2.0.
Diba? Bella V2O.
Diba?
Para ano no, parang angas ng pakinggan. And she goes like, I'm guilty of the snake thing. My brother finished it for me so I couldn't exit it from the game so I could show off the last look the next day. Kasi diba pag nakapause, na yan yung last pixel na lang.
Tsaka it's so weird that why would snakes eat mushrooms?
There were apples.
Ah, apples ba?
Oo.
Diba mushrooms?
Apples. Apple yun.
Snakes neither eat.
Oo nga naman.
Oo, they don't eat mushrooms.
Talaga sineryoso. Apple yun. Pero it really was an apple.
Okay. Hmm. Ang mushroom. Oh, sige. Bryn Dune says, hashtag laslas pulso. Sinunog nila yung airplane design ko. Da Vinci. Lilo Boy says, hashtag NP. Now playing. Hashtag NP. Dandan Sui.
What's Dandan Soy?
Sorry, I don't know.
You don't know that song?
No.
I don't know how to sing it, pero...
What's Dandan Soy?
Parang Dandan Soy. Don't make me sing it.
Wait, Dandan
Soy. No, if anyone can sing it for us on the Monster Hotline,
on the phone,
call us
up.
Call us up, 631-93.
You can sing Dandan Soy. The whole song.
All right, well, we got somebody.
I know it, but I can't sing it.
Hello, Arslo?
Hello?
Hi, good morning. Can you sing Dandan Soy for us?
I'm sorry?
Oh, do you know what Dandan Soy is?
What dandan?
Okay, you don't know what dandan so is.
Not dandan.
Can we help you?
Is this about the telling I'm Miami mommy?
Ah, finish.
No,
na.
That's done already.
Finish na.
But thank you for calling.
You can call tomorrow.
Okay.
What do you mean done na?
It's done.
No, somebody won already. Somebody won already.
Okay.
All right, thanks.
It's done.
Dan Soy.
But if you can sing Dandan Soy for us, call us now.
Can you sing, please?
All right, we got somebody else. Okay. Arks, hello?
Hello.
Hello, hi. Good morning.
Yeah, my name is Keith.
Hi, Keith.
Keith?
I'm from Iloilo and I know the song.
Oh, wow.
Oh, okay.
Hi, Keith. Okay.
Oh, is it an Iloilo song?
Wait. That's a longer song.
Longer song?
It is?
Okay.
Wait, yeah. But you're not based in Iloilo now?
I'm in Manila.
Okay. So can you sing Dandan Soy for us?
Okay. Dandan Soy, vaya anta ikaw. Pauli sa ko sa payaw.
Do you understand it?
Well, I understand it, yeah. But I don't...
You don't know that
I've never
song?
Heard of
it's
it.
One of our, parang, what do you call it? A folk song?
A folk song? Yeah. Maybe something like that?
Yeah, it's a folk song.
I'm familiar with it, but I can't sing it, obviously, because I don't speak the language.
I'm gonna folk this, folk that.
Diba? Dan dan suy. Did you hear it, Del?
Folk this, folk that. It's a folk song.
Folk you.
Diba? So, did you hear it?
Yes, I did.
So, okay. Is it familiar to you?
No, not
really?
At all.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, I understand what he was saying, but like...
It's the same vein of... Pamulina, and then...
That one I know.
Atingkupong, sing, sing.
Nope.
Atingkupong, sing, sing, I know.
And Rabadangam Bambozi.
What?
What?
Hey, thanks, man.
I ran out of folk
thanks
songs.
For,
thanks, Keith.
You know,
thank you, Keith.
Us out.
Okay, thank you, guys.
Thanks, Keith. Bye-bye.
Wow, galing ni Keith.
Ano sabi ng girlfriend ni
Actually, what you don't know is si Keith Martin yun.
Hindi, ano sabi ng girlfriend niya sa kanya?
What?
Kiss me. Being at the birded barley.
Birded
barley.
Yes.
Alam mo, pag narinig ka ng KBP, babawiin yung last
What? I'm just, di ba?
Best FM station?
Give me. Yun ang sabi niya. Okay. So, the top 10 throwback tweets. Wait, not yet done. Second to the last. Second to the last. Ilad Villanueva says, guys, sang chat room tayo mamaya.
Oh,
wala
wow.
Na ba chat room?
I miss
chatting.
So like,
chatting. What about now? Wala na ba?
No, I think
so.
The chat rooms now are a little more adult.
Yeah. Pero meron pa?
Meron
How do you
pa
do
rin.
It?
It's just...
Ganun pa rin lang mga MIRC.
No, kasi I remember before, at least when MIRC was already like dwindling, it started becoming perky.
Sana may app for the ones who still want chat rooms. Parang app. Parang to enter...
No, but you have like...
Kasi dami ng alternatives eh. There are so many private messages. Yeah, Skype.
No, pero not that. Like you just wanted to meet random people in a quote-unquote room, chat room, where you can all like, yung parang dati. Kasi
I think
people
would still
want
that.
Pero bang ganun? Tapos you just enter the topic that you want, tapos you just chat.
I don't know. Maybe they still do.
Weird. All right, and the entry that caps off the bottom half of the top 10 throwback tweets comes from Sebastian.
He says...
Siguro chicks yung anak ni Senator Ninoy paglaki.
Chris.
When she was young?
She was the crush ng bayan. Sobra.
Crush ng bayan.
Kasi naisip ko si Ninoy. Wala pa naman anak si Ninoy. Tapos si Ninoy pala.
Ninoy,
pala
Ninoy. And right. When I remember, Chris went to our school. She was the entry ng Poveda sa debate club namin. Because I belong to the debate club. And we hosted the... St. Paul versus Poveda. And Chris was there. She was she had glasses on.
And I remember you
and
saying she was really
I
good.
I swear, all the guys, talagang like, yun yung pinakamataong debate namin ever. Kasi they were all crushing on Chris.
Wow.
But I remember even my brother, whenever Chris would speak during the rallies, and she would be brought, like, everyone would talk about, the boys would talk about Chris. Not so much the political content.
Yeah, but just because
but just
of how pretty
cute she
was.
Yeah. Super.
And man, I remember when everybody felt that way about Isa Seguera when we were growing up.
What?
Isa Seguera.
What?
When I was growing up, everybody like I knew in grade school had a crush on her.
Parang chicks na chicks.
Oh, chicks na chicks.
Wow.
Well, no. I remember lang.
But yeah, those were the days. I so remember that. And we already knew that she was famous because of Senator Ninoy. But you know, she wasn't into show business yet. Not at the time. She was so young. She had glasses on.
Throwback
she
talaga.
She looked so nerdy.
It's a throwback.
But so cute. Mm. Super
Remember
cute.
When she fell?
Yeah. Pidurida.
Yeah. She was doing a number on the GMA Super Show.
And
she fell off the stage with René Requestas. They were doing a number.
And she disappeared.
She disappeared. And I think she broke her leg or something. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Really?
And Kuya Jones and kept on apologizing.
Yeah,
after.
They were also scared because her mom is the president and she injured herself on their set, so people were scared. Because
they covered, in between the steps, they covered it with cloth. So, akala ni Chris, stairs pa rin.
Stairs pa rin.
But that was hollow.
Oh.
And so, when she stepped into that, thinking
she
it was
fell.
Still stairs, she disappeared.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
All right, so there you go. The top 10 throwback tweets. You can go as far back as the Big Bang. And just...
Sana bagayta yesterday, no?
Yeah. Pero hindi kasi throwback Wednesday, diba? So... just key in RX, space your entries and send them to 2299 or tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag the morning rush and hashtag throwback tweets.
The morning rush, top 10.
Morning rush, top 10.
Monster Radio RX 93.1. Time for the top 10 for today. Go, Del.
What? I just raised a small piece of paper to signal you that we were going to greet the people who were just here.
Okay, fine. Hey, you panicked me.
Ang bilis mo mag-panic.
Ay, nako.
Let's say hello to Erica, to Beth, to Vera, to Momo, Nicole, and Fred, and also to the teachers of Jabez. Is it Jabez?
Jabez or Jabes?
Or Jabes?
Maybe.
Or Tigas. Hello, you guys, and thanks for the RX visit.
Hello.
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 All right, here we go. The top 10 throwback tweets. Let's start off with For Rene Boy says, guys, I'm really in love with Felicity.
I know a lot of guys.
Felicity.
And girls.
Felicity.
Felicity.
No. Felicity, the TV show.
Oh, I Carrie, never got to watch
Carrie Russell.
Russell.
I never got to watch it.
Oh my gosh. The fans of that show are hardcore fans.
Parang I mean, the OC.
Sino yung guy doon? Si Simon...
Cowell?
No. Simon. Oh, wow. The blonde guy.
Tapos the dark-haired guy naman.
Diba? Wow. Yeah,
there were such heartthrobs before.
Yes. Oh, gosh. Purple would know this.
Yeah.
Because I was never a big fan of it.
I never even got to watch one episode.
You know, it reminds me of Ally McBeal.
Yes.
Same era yun eh. Ally right. McBeal and Felicity. Those were the two parang iconic TV shows of the time. Parang
right.
Grey's Anatomy.
Diba? What happened to Ally McBeal? Calista Flockhart. Did she end up with Harrison
Ford? With Harrison Ford. They're still together.
No. Are they still together?
Oh, so Calista, the actress.
Yeah, the actress.
Ally McBeal married RDJ.
Robert Downey Jr.?
In the series.
In the series, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Then they had a daughter,
remember? Oh, my gosh. You're
Hayden
right. RDJ was there.
And Hayden Panettiere.
The cheerleader?
Crazy.
Yeah, was their kid.
Saved the world? Wow. Yeah. No, but in real life, she's still with Harrison Ford.
Yes. No, very much.
Okay. Also, let's see here.
Grabe, throwback kung throwback to.
Diba? Ito, Avria Chocolat. Guys, itrend na natin to. Hashtag, Guy and Pipnatics. Kasi diba noon, Noranian, Vilmania, hindi, wala pa yung natics.
Wala pang natics,
that's a new
yeah.
thing eh, diba? And also,
oh my gosh, can I just read this?
Yeah.
PJ Reyes was saying, throwback tweets.
Yeah.
Pare, nood tayo ng show ng side sa Versomina.
Versomina! Oh my gosh.
I've never even heard of Versomina.
Oh my gosh, Versomina.
Maybe you're too young. Versomina.
No, but have you heard of Mulatto?
Yes.
Yeah, of course.
Man, we used to follow them around. Like whenever they would have a performance in Cebu, my mom and I would go. And then there was this rock band that played after them. I won't na lang mention because they're actually a huge rock band.
Right.
But when they went on, because, I mean, the crowd was Mulatto. Tapos parang biglang the organizer was just like, oh, we've got blah, blah, blah band. Everyone started booing.
Oh.
Oh, really?
And I started booing. Because I wanted the old music.
Rada.
What's Raga?
No, Rada is Mulatto, diba?
Rada of,
Sorry. Do I have it?
No, but that's, sila Burn, sila...
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know the members, but I just love the music because it was all like...
What was Rada's band?
The hip-hop...
Yeah, yeah. What was the name of the band?
The hip-hop group?
Rada.
Rada, the beautiful lead singer.
You kumanta ng Burn. Burn and the...
Kulay.
There you go.
Also, let's see here. From Targrod and Butter Baby. Pa-trade ng sticker. Hindi pa kumpleto yung Thundercats Panini sticker book ko.
Oh my God, sticker books.
Panini.
I love those.
And Panini didn't used to mean like the Panini bread. But like the sticker brand.
Did you ever have Anne Frank? Anne Frank ba Lisa Frank?
Anne Frank kasi the diaries.
Oh, the diaries.
Lisa Frank, yung mga stationery na mabango.
Ah, no.
Did you have that?
Yeah, no.
Kasi ako never.
Wait, no.
Oh
it.
Oh my gosh,
no,
Gina.
You were into it. I didn't have it, which made me sad because I wanted it. And then I remember.
Why did you want it?
Because it smelled so good and it looked so nice and I saw the cartoon.
Because you're latently gay.
No, because there were. Okay, whenever I would watch like Cartoon Network or whatever, there would be commercials of Lisa Frank. That's parang super colorful like stationaries and whatever.
I have
and then
a song for you.
What?
So what, you're gay. It's gonna be okay.
No.
And I like perfume din naman. Pero like ako nun, what I used to do was I would suck on erasers.
What?
Yung mababango na erasers.
Alam mo?
Kasi parang
masarap. That was a foreshadowing.
Foreshadowing of things to come. To yet come. Again.
So to speak.
Oh, grabe.
No, but I really love those, you know, those Lisa Frank mga stationaries.
Gino, you're so weird. You're tapos, you were Kikai before.
Yung
the
mga
Kikai
envelope pa na ano. Kasabay ng mga Trapper
Keeper yun
eh. I found
those too fragrant. Yung mga
kasi yung too mga, floral.
It's too much. Parang I found it too. Parang,
no, I think if they, you know the scents now where it's just clean?
Yeah.
If they had like a clean scent on stationery, I would love it too. But the too, sometimes
it's too girly.
It's too girly. It's too floral.
You know, if the scent was like parang more like amoy lalaki.
No, amoy like, guapo. Like,
amoy pogi.
Amoy guapo, ha?
Amoy pogi ka jogging
no.
lang.
Amoy hunk.
That's not what I meant.
Amoy hunk, nakaka-gym lang.
Amoy hunk na papasok ng sauna.
Amoy hunk na parang kulang
hindi na nakahiri.
Amoy hunk na parang kulang ng load.
Na kailangan ng bago sapatos.
Amoy hunk na bago pagpasukan? Ano? Ano?
No, alam mo yung mas male yung smell. Ang pangit kasi gusto kong stationery amoy lalaki.
Oh my God.
No, pero you know what I'm saying? Parang like the male mga body wash. Yung,
right.
yung that sort yeah. of like more male
Even
scent.
Even your facial washes.
Exactly.
Facial washes yung,
that's
guys.
What I meant. Tapos, grabe itong mga to.
You know what I used to do? But just to get like mga stickers and mga Lisa Frank stuff. Because my brother was, you know, a heartthrob growing up.
Mm.
And then, so his batchmates who wanted a photo of him would go through me. And I would trade his photo for stickers and mga
wow. things. Ito enterprising talaga to.
Ang dami ko na nakabuo ko.
Ano, yaman mo siguro ng grade school and high school ka, no?
Nakabuo ako ng isang buong sticker
okay,
album.
Let's just do a profile on Gino, okay?
Okay.
So he would play snakes on your phone
and
then get 20 pesos.
It.
And then for people who wanted to get a picture with his guapo brother, he would make money off of it.
Not naman money, just stickers. So, ex-deal. Nag-ex-deal na
open
ako.
Open just sa cash. Uh-huh. Open just sa ex-deal.
Either way, pwede naman. Hey, quick hello to Linus who goes, he has an entry for Throwback Tweet.
Okay.
So, it's just something close to my heart also. 6 p.m. na, Mask Rider Black na sa IBC 13.
Oh my gosh, IBC
13.
IBC 13. Saka Mask Rider Black.
Mask Rider. Hey, Felicity's leading men were Scott Speedman, the one from
Underworld, the
Underworld,
one who,
and
yes.
Foley,
the and Foley. Foley,
Scott Foley, pareho silang Scott, the two Scotts,
who was also in wow, what was he in Desperate Housewives, if I'm not mistaken.
Ewan ko basta si Scott Speedman kilala ko dahil
Scott
guapo yun eh.
Hindi sa guapo, sorry.
The Lycan?
Yeah, I hate him because
you
of
hate
what he
him?
Did to Kate Beckinsale.
I love him.
No, because he got a scene with Kate Beckinsale, which I should have got.
Oh nga, I remember now, the two Scots.
The two Scots. Thank you, by the way, to who was that? To Chin Chin Chin. Thank you. Also to Shirley Grace.
Okay.
Dear Shirley.
Oh hey, and hello to Robbie Singh. He's also tuned in. He, who goes? Speaking of Radha, she joined The Voice Philippines and is now one of the contestants.
Radha?
Yeah.
Radha wow. is on The Voice. Mm-hmm.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Cause she's awesome. That girl
voice.
Can sing.
All right, Jaco Nanan was
ano, si Chill.
Yeah.
See, there's a party over here. Hey, Chill. She was one of the first, like, girls I actually saw na parang naka-expose yung chan.
Tapos?
And all-boy school kami, di ba? So lahat kami, woohoo! Tapos may nagbato siya ng panyo kasi pinahit niya yung pawis at tapos bilat niya, nagwala yung mga tao.
Wait, didn't Radha endorse, like, a makeup brand?
Oh, I'm not sure.
Yeah, because she's beautiful.
Yeah.
That girl is so beautiful.
Ito, another one from Jaco Nanan. Finally bought 60-minute blank tape. Pwede na ako mag-record ng The Morning Rush with the Chico Del Love team.
Oh my God.
Diba, if you wanted to record something, kailangan, may 120 pa!
May 120.
Oh my gosh. Pero manipis na yung tape.
Yung tape.
Tapos madali siyang masira. Oh my gosh. I am Kiddo 08 also says, padala natin anak ng voice tape ang tatay mo abroad.
Yeah.
Diba, you'd record
before,
it.
Guy.
You
long
record it,
FaceTime.
Tapos yung papadala nyo.
De, tapos yung mga mixtape, diba? Pang
mixtape.
Pagdidiga ka sa mga chicks mo.
Yeah. Targrod says, pustahan. Yung babaeng DJ na yan, may chest hair.
Si Del.
Tapos,
si Del yun.
Ilad Villanueva says, OMG, Rico Robles is on PBB Celebrity Edition.
Throwback!
Second to the last, Carlo CCP says, kinikilig ako. Ang sweet ng tambalang Rustum Carmina.
Throwback,
and the top throwback tweet comes from Butter Baby.
Butter Baby says,
Judgment Day tomorrow. Adios, patria adorada. If he had Twitter, he probably
would. He probably tweeted that, yeah.
All right, the top 10 throwback tweets. Key in RX, space your entries, and send them to 2299. Or tweet us by twitter.com/RX931. Include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag throwback tweets.
Chico, Delamar, Gino. The Morning Rush.
It's Chico.
It's Delamar.
And it's Gino.
On The Morning Rush, part 3.
La 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 la.
The Morning Rush, top 10.
Morning Rush, top 10.
Monster Radio RX93.1, time for the top 10 for today. Throwback tweets.
Vince actually has one.
Yeah?
Friday, 7:30 p.m. TMNT na. And then Power Rangers. And then after that, Who's Afraid of the Dark? Tapos Baywatch. Tapos Twilight Zone. And don't forget, Alma Moreno for loveliness.
That's the icing on the...
icing on the cake.
Pero diba loveliness was on Channel 13.
I don't know.
Yes.
So, oh, I think Channel it was, 13. The rest.
Pero I think the rest tama yung order.
Two. And then saka Channel 2.
Two.
And then you switch to 13.
Kasi ganun naman tayo minsan eh. Like, meron ka ng schedule pero not necessarily the same channel.
Channel.
Yeah. Sometimes you went from one channel
Twilight
to another.
Zone.
You
know, every time it would be Twilight
I
Zone.
I love the Twilight Zone.
I would turn it off. I was too young.
Did you like 6 years old?
5?
Channel 2 would show the two versions of Twilight Zone.
The black and white. And the new one. The one's Steven Spielberg.
Yeah. Meron pang isa the well-known like horror film director.
Yeah.
And I swear kami magkakapatid, like me and my brothers, we love the Twilight.
My favorite episode, yung bagong Twilight Zone, the newer one.
Yeah.
Yung the guy on a plane, tapos he kept seeing this monster on the wing, pero siya lang ang nakakakita.
And then
he had the fear of flying.
Okay. Yeah.
And then he kept telling the flight attendant like There's a monster on the wing.
Yeah.
And they're like, sir.
There is nothing.
But they already know that he had a fear of flight.
Yeah.
Okay.
So they were like, okay, he's losing it.
Yeah.
But it turns out there was a monster on the plane. Nakikita niya, hinihila na yung mga wires ng engine.
Parang gremlin.
Oh, parang ganun. No, pero a big one, like a gargoyle.
Okay.
Tapos before, and the plane crashed. It turns out it was real.
My favorite Twilight Zone, because it doesn't just scare you, it makes you think.
It makes you think, yeah.
Do you remember the episode where they had these, supposedly, each and every second of time,
yeah,
there are builders.
Is a box. Oh,
yeah, like builders. Like there are blue men who build everything like today.
Every second.
Yeah, okay. Every second, like today. We have the mics. So every second of the day, there are builders who make that for the next second and the next second. That's why it explains why sometimes you miss an item. You know you put it on the console.
Oh my god, that's so creepy.
It's so creepy. No, you put it on the console, but for some reason it's
there,
gone.
Yeah.
And then the next minute it's right in front of you. It explains because sometimes they miss certain items. They forget to put it.
Because I remember there was this one episode where I accidentally started watching Twilight Zone, and there was a scene where parang hands were coming out of the walls.
Oh yeah.
And that really creeped me out. And I was like, okay, I'm not gonna watch this. So instead I watched Are You Afraid of the Dark, which is like the tame version.
The tame version.
Tales
from the Crypt Keeper.
From the Crypt.
From the script. The script. Tales from the script. Episode 1. Janine Tugonan.
I'm having a Janine Tugonan moment.
Tales from the Script.
From the Crypt.
And yeah, but Crypt Keeper was funny in a way. Eh.
Yeah.
Parang funny, gory, sort of like, yeah.
And For Renny Boy says, maybe this will be my last tweet. Brown out na kasi for more than 4 hours. Madedead bat na ako. Remember the 4-hour brownouts?
Yeah. No, more than.
More than.
More than. Rolling brownouts in 8 hours. That's one of the reasons why we moved out of Manila.
Okay. Because I remember those rechargeable lamps.
Yeah.
Every home had more than one.
Yung rechargeable lamp na may kasamang electric fan.
Electric fan.
Yeah. And also, Netops, whom I saw yesterday at Make Your Own Havaianas.
Oh, cool.
Hello.
Oh.
Recording success. I was, the DJ finished the song before speaking.
Oh. Yeah.
Diba nila-record natin sa radyo? Tapos, and sometimes I remember, when I was new in RX, I would still get that. They would be like, can I request for Dying Inside by Timmy Thomas?
Dying Inside!
And I was dying
inside tapos, to hold
tapos meron siyang, pero favor, pwede wag kang magsasalita before and after kasi i-record ko. I swear, that used to be a standard.
Yeah.
People would really ask you not to
and
talk.
And I would, ano, kasi when I was in grade 2, Return to Innocence, you remember that?
Yeah, yeah.
Enigma. Ah, no. Not Enigma.
No, it is.
Enigma.
Enigma, right.
And then I remember it was one of the, like, I loved that song when I was growing up, so I was recording it, and then I hated the DJ because he talked.
I kept talking.
And then I got it there, RX, and then I was like, oh, okay, that's why they talk.
And also, that's why they put those floaters.
Yeah.
Like the station ID on a song.
And
top 40, top 40.
Parang ano eh, nung humingi ako ng playlist kay Gino Boy ng mga songs. So pinapakinggan ko yung song, bakit may American DJ na nagsasalita over the song?
Huh?
Yung some of the tugs-tug songs mo.
Really?
May ad-lib yung DJ.
Really?
Saan mo ba nakuha yan?
Ano? Sa iTunes.
iTunes yun.
iTunes?
No, for real.
May DJ?
Aling file?
Which one was that?
That's weird.
It is. I'll show it.
Seriously, I would tell you guys.
Hindi, MC.
Ha?
Baka naman it's hindi, part of the song.
Hindi. Yung parang kunyari, parang Z100. May mga ganun na...
Because I really do download my stuff from iTunes.
Well, not that one.
was it old?
An older one.
No, it was the file I gave you, Gino.
Galing pala kay Del.
Galing pala kay
Saboteur!
I thought this is cute. Coco Hernandez, it's 5 and Up with Atom Arroyo and Chino Ortaleza.
You know, I forgot that they were there.
They were there.
Hey, somebody was tweeting us Throwback Thursday. Was like 4 PM na ang TV na.
4:30 na.
My gosh, the star of that was Claudine. Remember?
Yeah,
she was a big star.
And Foreign Boy says, guys, trending na natin to. Hashtag Mara at Clara Sampalan to the max.
Hey, just Neil Yamato is saying, just to add to that whole Twilight Zone thing.
Yeah.
Apparently, the plane didn't crash, but when they checked the plane, nakita nila yung damage sa plane.
Ah, yeah, right.
So wait,
right.
What happened to the guy? Did he die or something?
No, pala. Right. Tama.
No, but did the guy die or?
No, wala lang. Wala yung parang lang. They thought he was just crazy.
But apparently,
turns out may damage talaga yung.
Alam, it reinforces,
so there was a monster.
You know, it reinforces your fears and paranoia. Yeah.
And you know what's creepy about that? There was a scene na parang he was, kasi it was raining eh. So nakikita mo yung thunder and lightning dun sa wing. So it's very dark outside, diba?
So every you don't time see lang may lightning.
So magla-lightning tapos
nakikita mo yung,
no, tas clear yung wing, diba? Tas raindrops lang. Tas magiging dark ulit. Tas next time magla-lightning, makikita mo for a split second
so
yung monster.
Creepy.
Tas wala na naman. That's so creepy talaga. And also, tsaka I remember when I was still new in RX, they were like,
so mga 19.
Oh, shush. Tapos sabi niya, please play naman yung ano, yung clap your hands. Anong clap your hands? I hope you clap your hands.
I hope you clap your hands.
And as in, it was so common talaga.
Wasn't there a song, clap? There was a song na ka-time na eh.
Clap Your Hands.
Clap Your Hands.
With Kim Basinger.
Kim Basinger.
Oh my gosh. Clap your hands.
Oh my gosh. Tapos ako, pag tinanong mo kung clap back clips, we gon' clap back. We gon' clap back.
Well, yeah,
we
that too.
Clap back.
No, no, right.
Iba talaga yung generation.
So annoying.
Nahidom yung generation.
Alam mo, 3 generations tayo eh.
Oh my God. Oh, meron.
Hoy! Tumigil ka, 6 na taon lang tanda ko sa'yo.
Uy, isang generation.
That's not a generation.
Tingnan mo. May
talagang hiniwalay niya yung sarili niya sa generation ko.
May lola, my mother,
hindi
my daughter.
Hindi naman talaga tayo pagka-generation. I'm sorry, but I'm not.
Whatever.
I'm not.
I'm sorry, you're really not the same generation. Parang that sliver of ano.
Pero kasi parang it's that turning point where I know things that medyo na-enjoy ng generation mo.
Talaga, generation mo. Tumigil ka dyan.
Diba? Oh my God.
Teka. Ano yan? Sa October?
Oh, shut up!
Ano yun?
Sa October, nagtaon na siya.
I'm reaching a threshold. Can I just tell you
that's
this?
Douchey.
That's douchey. You know, when I was turning 30,
yeah,
I had my breakdown at 27.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
I had my breakdown
at
27.
Hello, she was going nuts.
I was like, oh my God, I'm 20.
Crazy.
I'm going to be 30.
She was going crazy.
And then he was like, not in 3 years. Why? But I was advanced.
Okay.
So by the time I turned 30, I was okay.
Steady
I was,
na.
Yeah. Tapos na, I was okay. And then now I'm going to cross another threshold. You know, I'm just telling you this.
Nag-breakdown ka na ba? Hindi pa.
Di pa eh.
Nakaw.
Wait.
Nakaw.
Pakisalo na lang ako.
Hindi, sakto naman, naka-leave ka na nun.
Kakanta ka namin.
Break down.
Sakto naman, naka-leave ka na nun, so hindi na kami maabala.
I'm gonna have a Mariah Carey yeah. moment.
Celebrate kami, yup.
I'll be coming to work like in short shorts.
Tapos may dala kang ano, yung ice cream tray.
Ice cream tray when she had her breakdown on MTV.
Yeah.
Do you remember that?
She just
don't
came
breakdown,
out
get it so.
Tapos I'll have like a really small shirt and then my tummy will be showing.
So pop out na yung mga
blisuwag.
Ilad Villanueva says, guys, sinong may ticket ng Crispa Toyota match this weekend, babayaran ko kahit doble.
Oh my God.
I actually watched the Crispa Toyota.
Ako rin. My dad.
Oh yeah, nasa different generations.
Hindi, pero kasi there really is different...
Wait, ato ikaw was Crispa ba?
Crispa siya.
Crispa siya, diba?
Si...
Jaworski. Was Toyota.
No, si Francis Jaworski Arnaiz.
Kasi medyo maraming...
Si Jaworski din, pero mas...
Jaworski kasi maraming tinransend na...
Nag-Hinebra.
Si Francis Arnaiz yung nasa ano...
Oh, para si Chico lang eh, no? Through the years.
You're the Jaworski of radio?
You are! You are, you're a playing coach.
Pwede.
No. You are, you are the Jaworski.
You can call me Jaworski Chico.
Parang the worst.
Oh, Jaworski. You're Jaworski.
You're Jaworski.
Diba? Pero kasi si Francis Arnaiz yung mas...
Pogi. Sabi na nga ba eh.
And then like for example, inabot ko yung Crispa Toyota because my father and my brothers were into it.
Yeah.
But the time where I really enjoyed basketball was when sila Jojo Lastimosa, Alvin Patrimonio.
Right.
That was really my time.
Nung nagkaka-import na.
Can I say this? Oh, gag ka.
Pero hindi naman eh. Hindi, that's not true. Kasi wala naman tayong import na Norman White.
Hey, what's the name of that Bates guy? Sino? Si Bates.
Norman Bates.
Norman Bates, diba? Si Norman Bates.
He was a master at basketball.
He was so masterfully done.
No, I liked him and then he turned bad. Naging dirty player siya.
Yeah. Para naalala ko dati, diba, the parang the quintessential bad guy, si Distrito.
Si Distrito?
Destroyer.
I hated him.
Rudy
Distrito. Oh my gosh.
Pero people loved him
that.
And yeah. Then people hated him.
Yeah, he polarized.
And, I wonder where he is now, Distrito.
Didn't.
I don't know.
I think,
No!
Yes.
No, Gino.
Because I read on something about him.
Sige nga, let's check.
Tumakbo ata siya ng congressman eh.
Hindi
ko alam kung anong Distrito. Hindi ko lang sure kung anong distrito ah.
Tingnan mo to, Norman Bates ka, yun yung sa Psycho eh. Billy Ray! Thank you to Jotty. Kaya sabi ko, it's Norman Bates is from Psycho.
Sa Psycho.
No, si Billy Ray Bates.
Si Norman Bates.
Oh my gosh. The killer.
Oh, Billy Ray Bates.
Ah, nakakulong.
Yeah.
Si,
he was,
sa States,
he was charged for manslaughter.
Ah, really?
4 to 12 years in a northern Nevada jail for manslaughter.
Oh my gosh. My.
Resulting from a stabbing incident. That's why.
I didn't know that.
But I think, I'm not mistaken, I think he's back.
Wait, homicide? Did you say homicide?
Murder. Yeah. Well, Distrito.
Murder or homicide?
Yeah. Distrito arrived aboard. Oh, he's back.
Ah, he's back na. Okay.
From Los Angeles, 5:50 a.m. Wednesday. This is dated 2010. So by the year 2010, he was released.
Okay, so he's probably here.
Yeah. So, in 2005, he was sentenced to a prison term of 4 to 12 years in a northern Nevada jail for voluntary manslaughter.
Okay.
He was found guilty of killing Mexican Juan Amaya, who had married his former live-in partner, Mary Jo Buenafe.
It's a crime of passion.
Yeah.
All right, and Kylie Gayahan says, guys, kung magunaw man ang mundo pagdating ng 2000, I just want you to know I love you all. And then Kuya Maui says, uy, showdown ngayon sa dance floor, ang UMD versus Street Boys.
Oh my God. Hey, the Street Boys are in Universal.
Yeah.
Universal
Singapore.
For real?
Yeah. They perform there. Diba?
Yeah, regularly.
The Street Boys, they perform there regularly. I think every afternoon.
Well, that's a nice gig for them.
And the entry that caps off the bottom half of the top 10 throwback tweets comes from Mashed Plutonium.
He says,
here's my mobile number. 0969-69696. I lost my Isla Com.
Oh my God,
Isla Com!
Classic.
Ito, diba? Red Mobile.
Isla Com!
No, but I love Red.
Red Mobile.
You know why? Was it Red or Addict Mobile?
May Addict Mobile!
San ba si Nicole Hernandez was a model for one of it? Eh? Addict. Sila nila Brent. Yeah.
Wow.
Xtelcom.
Thank you again.
Nabutan niyo pa yung Xtelcom.
Yes,
yeah.
Oh my God.
Aga Mulak for Bosch.
Bosch!
Right.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Or ano, nothing beats Aga. Yung Agfa. Yung ad mo dati, di ba?
No, nothing escapes Agfa.
Nothing escapes Agfa. Tapos,
Espakes.
Nothing escapes Aga.
Aga.
Oh my God, classic.
All right.
One more, sorry. Yeah. Rachel Bambi was just saying, yung pilit mong sinusuot sa fingers mo yung Pritos ring.
Yeah.
Diba?
Grabbing throwback to
all right, anyway.
All right, so there you go. The top 10 throwback tweets.
Thank you again. It's Billy Ray.
Not grabe, Norman Bates. Not Norman Bates. Kasi ano yun eh. Mamamatay tao. So just key in RX, space your entries, and send them to 2299 or tweet us by twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag throwback tweets.
The Morning Rush. Top 10.
Morning Rush. Top 10.
Monster Radio RX 93.1. Time for the top 10 for today. The top 10 throwback tweets. Starting off with Kittredge. Tara guys, lunch tayo. Libre ko. Cindy's.
Cindy's!
Oh my
Pero meron pa rin sa food court.
Ah, meron pa rin.
I think in, ano, in
oh, Galleria? Do you remember their, ano, their line?
Oh no.
Cindy's
it's
is the
place
to
be.
Oh
my God.
Diba? Also, let's see here. Okay, okay. Interesting, huh? All right, Madison Camille says, what? Lilipat ng station ng Itbulaga?
Which was unthinkable.
Yeah.
From Channel 9 to Channel 2.
And then to Channel 7.
Yeah,
yeah, nga, I forgot about the 2 thing. Yeah. Akala ko from 9 to 7, oo nga pala nag-Channel 2 sila.
9 to 7?
Hindi, di ba? Grabe. All right, also, Fishmark says, kakatapos ko lang maglaro ng tumbang preso with my bestie at Jose Rizal.
Pero di ba wala na siyang chinelas?
What do you mean?
Remember that tale of Jose Rizal, yung nawala yung isang chinelas niya down the river. So he threw the other one in para daw pag may nakapulot may makakagamit.
At least dalawa.
Wow. I wonder if he actually did that.
You know, sometimes you don't know. Sometimes it becomes legend.
Name. Yeah.
And I remember, like, in UP, there's a course called PI 100.
Yeah, yeah.
Which means?
Jose Rizal.
It's
I mean,
a, it's a
Noli
Philippine, what's that?
Philippine Institutions.
Which is mostly about Rizal.
Noli Mitangre. Right. And then the next one, anong kasunod ng PI 100?
Is know,
El Filibusterismo naman.
I didn't take, I just took PI.
Oh, really?
Yeah, PI 100.
Daya. Because I found
but you're a history major.
I'm a history major. Pero kasi nga, remember, this is why I'm telling you, it's real. Like, for example, in UP.
That's UP. No, we're not talking about generations.
No, but there is, like, some things that I...
That you went through.
Oo, na hindi na sayo. You know, yeah, like, kasi I remember some of the things...
Na parang nung panahon mo, kakaimbento pala ng kotse. Tapos nung panahon ni Del, medyo sikat na yung kotse, di ba?
But generation literally means...
20,
yung
every
parents,
20 years.
Or yung parents. Yung
every 20, 25 years is a generation.
But it can be ano rin kasi, like the 80s kids are so different from the 90s kids.
Plus,
in the same way that like 90s kids are
remember,
so different.
Plus remember, with the technology being so fast, generations are different.
Yeah.
They're shorter.
Yeah.
Not, so ibang generation.
Ibang generation. Can you imagine before Facebook, there was the Friendster. So you're a Friendster generation,
mm-hmm.
and then there's the FB generation.
That's a different kind of generation altogether. Yung FB generation, feeling ko matagal na yan.
Tagal na ba yan? Iba lang yung tawag nila.
Iba lang yung tawag nila. Akala mo lang wala.
Oh, Kittredge says, tara, attend, punta tayo sa concert ng After Image. May concert sila sa arts venue.
Yeah,
where is Arts Venue again?
Diba Green Hills?
Oh, parang ganun.
Yung music
arts
hall?
Venue. Also Green Hills.
That's
music
in Green
hall.
Hills, diba? The one
yeah.
sa taas?
Sa taas.
You remember before in Green Hills, there would be a Belen? Like a parang...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yung
yeah,
mababay ka na parang
sa
10
Green
pesos.
Green Hills Theater, yeah.
Yung sa where
before
the
they put
is
all
now.
The restaurants.
Yeah, where I think Flapjacks or yung kay, ano, kay...
Felita Corrales.
Felita Corrales. That's yeah. where the Belen used to be. And we would go there every Christmas.
Remember, Chico, when we watched Lanny Misalucha?
Mm.
On where at music hall?
Yeah,
and then she had Regine as her special guest.
Mm.
Do you remember that?
Barely.
We were there.
Barely. And also, let's see here. Coming from Paul Geology, Mommy, maraming salamat po sa ISP Bonanza.
Oh my God. Yung 100 peso card na. Ano?
Yes.
Pero sobrang tagal mag-login.
Tuna Belly says, I want my Royco alphabet noodles.
Yeah!
Royco!
Oh
my God.
What's Royco?
It's not an instant noodle, but it's a ready-to-cook noodle soup.
Right.
And then instead of noodles, they had letters.
Oh.
Parang okay. alphabet noodles.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. They don't have that. Do they still have that now? Parang not so much.
I'm sure
now.
There is, pero hindi siya ganun
It's not as popular. Because I remember always wanting like alphabet noodles or the dinosaur noodles. Yung mga ganun. Yung
no, because we had it. My mom used to buy it.
Wala, we'd always get the plain, like...
Just the, ano, parang the string.
Like the fettuccine or whatever it's called.
And then, so much fun.
Also,
I have a question.
Mm.
You know how juices come in Tetra Paks now?
Not all types of juice.
No, remember the, ano, yung triangle, Chico?
Sun-kissed.
Sun-kissed.
Yeah. Sun-kissed din yung triangle.
Sarap nun! Cute! Tapos, it's so different. It was a fun packaging.
Because most of them would be in a rectangle.
Rectangle.
Yeah. But this one is
if you wanted Zesto, you had to get the Japanese version pa. It was like, parang there was a...
imported.
It was new. Parang sobra siyang new. Hindi pa siya yung parang, you just buy it in the grocery. You had to go to specialty shops pa. And it was so new that, diba, yun naman, iba naman yung packaging parang.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh my gosh. I remember when they were so new.
Throwback.
I remember their, ano pa, kilig sa lamig.
Yes.
But I always had a hard time puncturing the what do you call it?
Yeah.
Putting the straw in.
Iba nga sa puwet.
Sa puwet ko pinapasok.
Doon nagsimula.
Oo. Hindi kasi, diba? Parang
mas madali.
Hindi, pero meron kasi siyang aluminum hole.
Yeah, pero...
Like aluminum foil covered hole.
Mahirap kasi yung angle. So, ginagawa ng iba. Ako, at least ako, binabaliktad ko nun. Tapos,
pinapasok ko lang sa ano. Not the triangle anymore.
Not the triangle.
Yeah, not the triangle.
Okay, yeah.
Yung normal, ano.
And also...
And guys, arts venue daw is in Taft Avenue. Right after...
Taft.
By Malate. Arts venue.
Arts venue. Mm. Oh, wow.
And then, Willie Kelvin says, guys, mag-apply tayo. Merong bagong industry na sigurado yan tatagal. Mag-apply tayo na operator ng Easy Call.
Oh my God.
Or Pocket Bell.
Tsaka bawal magmura nun, di ba?
Yes.
Like whenever you would say anything, they would...
Pero minsan, ano, weird ah, kahit hindi mura-mura.
Yeah.
If they don't know the word.
If they don't like the word, kung medyo parang...
Tsaka if it's medyo dubious.
Tsaka limited yung landi. Ano mo?
Yeah.
What did you call that? Message? Tama ba? What did you call like a message on your...
Your beep?
A beep.
Your beep?
Mm. Uh-oh.
Sinescreen nila. Bawal
yeah. Yeah, they do.
Overly, ano.
They do.
That's weird, no? Why would you, ano? I mean, it's your message.
Yeah. Tsaka it's private.
Oh.
That's like why everybody loved it when text. SMS happened.
Yeah.
Kasi you can say whatever you want. It's right. Your message. At saka sometimes it's so awkward. You're talking to somebody and like, I love you. Diba? It's kind of weird. Lalo na pag weird yung message or...
Parang you have to be like, hey, please, ano, tell her to meet me at blah, blah, blah. I love you. Yung parang you have to keep your tone very stern because you're talking to someone else, yeah.
Tapos Jyoti says, Weya or Vicor? Oh my gosh.
Weya.
Those were like the
dance groups.
No, and the record companies.
Vicor,
Vicor and Weya.
Right.
That's why they had the Weya dancers and the Vicor dancers to support the songs of the time. And also,
guys, lunch date. Butter baby. Lunch date, the show.
The show.
Lunch date. Alam ko lang yung ano. What's this? Tropang trumpo.
Ay, but that's...
No, going back to kasi to lunch date, alam mo kung napapa-ag ako.
Why?
Doon ako nag-TV internship.
Randy Santiago.
As in.
Kino.
Yes.
And then who were the two girls? Wasn't it... Who was it?
I don't remember
now. Is it Chiqui, Holman, Ryulo?
I don't remember now. Pero that's
where
I started. And they were so happy with me because I was the only one who can actually operate a U-matic machine.
What's a U-matic machine?
The editing. I knew how to edit. And they were like, wow, you're in college and you know how to edit. Because it was a subject in UP. So I was actually...
Diba had they known, no? That,
that he was going to be
was going to be
Chico Garcia.
Diba? Kung alam lang nila, matagal na siyang tinanggal sa trabaho.
Tapos talagang they made me, ano alam mo yung mga, yung kunyari sa Itbulaga, yung mga, pag may promo sila, tapos they have a little trailer.
Yeah.
I used to do that. They just give me all the materials, the script.
Yeah.
Tapos kaya ko, I would edit it and they would air it as is.
Nice. You could have had a future in TV.
Diba?
Behind the scenes. He wants to be the star.
Sabi ko, parang I belong in front of the Klieg lights.
No! No.
Yeah, parang I belong in radio.
Actually. And the entry that caps off, and the top throwback tweet comes from West Ice.
West Ice says,
tara pare, balikan natin sa disco yung agogo dancer na type natin.
Oh my God, agogo dancer.
Whoever calls
it a go-go dancer?
Wait, hey,
I used to hear
young,
that name from my parents.
Yeah, when I was young, that's what the grown-ups called those go-go dancer.
Oh my gosh.
Ay, naku.
All right. So, the top 10 throwback tweets. If you want to join us, just key in RX, space your entries, and send them to 2299 or tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag throwback tweets.
It's Chico.
It's Delamar.
And it's Gino.
On The Morning Rush, part 4.
La 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 la.
The Morning Rush, top 10.
Morning Rush, top 10.
Monster Radio, RX 93.1. Gee, thanks.
Were you midstream? Were you midstream when the top 10
stickers? I still have pee dribbling down my legs.
Ew! Hindi, alam mo, kaya ang gift namin sa'yo?
Depends.
Hindi, ano yun, Athena?
What's that?
Was it, meron pa yung letter A?
I don't know. Alam ko lang, depends.
Yung mga ano, yung
mga adult diapers. But I've always wanted that talaga.
Or catheter.
Minsan lang. Just
ouch.
To try it. Feeling ko parang,
minsan lang?
No, I'm so curious. Yung mag-adult diaper ako.
It's so uncomfortable siguro kasi I mean, you're peeing there and you feel it.
No, that's it. I just
wanna... Well, for us, it's not that
it's regular,
alien
yeah.
A feeling because when it's that time of the month, yeah. You do have something there. On a regular day,
you'll have something there.
Hindi gusto ko yung naka-diaper lang talaga ako.
On a great night, you have something there.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Like you're wearing sexy lingerie.
Oh,
jeez.
Gusto ko, ano, meron giant crib. Tapos naka-giant, naka-adult diapers lang ako.
Oh my God, tapos naka...
Weh!
Yeah. Gumaganon ka lang. Tapos, papasubuan kita ng ano, ng...
Ano yan? Chupet.
Iba kasi tawag sa amin dun.
Pacifier.
Eh. Hindi, yung may milk. Dede. Di ba yun yung...
Ay, oh.
Yun ba tawag sa inyo? Oh, yun naman talaga.
Pero sana full cream milk.
Ah, okay.
I mean, obviously, I don't want yung mga pang baby's milk, di ba? It has to be like, ano naman, adult milk. Non-fat.
Or Bailey's.
The question talaga is either full cream or non-fat. If you want non-fat, kailangan hindi siya pwede maging full cream.
Oo nga eh. Ay, hindi, pero the point is, kaya ako gusto gawin yun, kasi nga, to see how it feels to wee-wee.
Tapos
yun, sino magpapalit sa akin?
Sige na nga ako.
Yung bago mong yaya. Meet Gina.
Meet Yaya Gina. And okay, so the top 10.
Tapos ano yung pacifier mo?
Yun nga, chupit nga. Is that what you call
chupeta
it?
Chupeta
kami
daw.
Kasi chupet. No, kami chupet.
Fish
in
Mark
the house.
Says chupet. Ako kasi I call it payoy.
Payoy?
Yeah.
Ano?
Payoy.
Payoy?
Why? I don't know. That's what
payoy,
I called it.
Payoy.
It was my thing. It was my... you know, I had a pacifier until I was like 8 or 7.
Oh my gosh.
Teka, hindi ako makaget over. Pero natatawa ako.
Oy, in fairness.
In fairness, natatawa ako.
What?
Parang makakairita. Kung meron akong cream pie, binato ko sa'yo ganun.
I've always wanted to try that.
Diba? Diba? Oh my gosh, let's do it.
Let's do it. Let's buy cream pie. Let's buy pie. Tapos magbatuhan tayo ng pie.
We'll pie each other.
Ay, pie-pie-an.
Oh my gosh!
Hindi, kasi diba that's what they do. They buy those foils,
yes.
Those plate foils,
yes.
And then they put
whipped cream.
No, I don't want the cream. I want the actual pie.
Wag, ah,
pie
mahal yun. Tsaka mahirap.
Kebs lang, one time lang naman eh.
Masakit.
Hindi, they will need a lot. Oh my, that's our new ano.
Wala lang. Magpapie lang tayo.
I've always wanted to put a pie on someone's face and on my face.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ang bastos niya talaga.
Tara, let's cream pie each other.
Ever since, oh my God, you're so gross.
Why?
That's not a cream pie. Oh, so mag-cream pie gross.
You're so gross.
That's what we wanted
you
to do.
You know why
about.
You're so
cream
gross.
Pie for everyone.
Yay.
Don't.
Let's have a cream pie party.
Cream pie tea. Oh my God.
It'll be one massive cream pie fest.
Exactly. Let's do it. Kasi whipped cream eh. So cream pie.
Exactly. Whipped
cream pie.
Oh. That's it. That's our, you know what?
Alam ko na. Ganito. Guys. We have to deliver a joke. Tapos at the end of it, you know. Diba? Prepare a joke.
Hindi,
tapos
wala nang ano ha. Like after one joke, you just wipe it off and then do it again.
Yeah.
Tara, let's do it ah. Seryoso ah. Let's
wait,
make this.
Wait, maubusan ako ng, alam niyo naman, my comedy is so spontaneous.
So teka, kung ilalagay nila yung video natin sa website, anong category?
Chico.
Okay, here we go. The top 10 throwback tweets from the Pabiligay. I'm the king of this kindergarten. Tas tweet pick. Box of 64 crayons.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that's seriously one of the happiest boxes, diba? Moments of my life. Getting that 64 crayons talaga. Tapos may sharpener.
May sharpener siya, may...
It was like the greatest possession ever.
The rich kids had it.
Ako, I love the ano.
I loved
it. Yung multicolored glue. Yung Elmer's glue na blue, green.
Huh?
Ah, hindi mo alam yun?
No.
Di ba Elmer's glue is white?
I know, green. Alam ko yung green.
Merong blue, merong green, merong orange, may pink.
I remember I loved it nung it finally came out in a parang roll-on. Yung parang
oh,
stick
yeah.
tube.
But it's like, wow. Yung ano, alam mo yung paste tube?
Yeah.
I hated that.
Kasi ang clumpy.
Parang ang jedge.
Saka maalat. Hindi, saka mura lang yun eh. Oh. Do you guys remember Benza?
Benza.
That's a different toy.
Bensha.
Do you remember Bensha?
B-E-N-S-I-A.
It's a no sharpening pencil.
Tapos yung no.
So
the tip, dulo,
oh, ilalagay mo dun sa butt.
Saksa mo sa puweta, oh.
Oh, right. Yeah, yung white, yung
yes,
parang
yung
may
white,
cartridge,
parang,
ha?
Yeah.
Basta yung tanggal ka ng tip, tapos sa puweta.
Lagay mo
tip,
sa puweta.
Tip,
puweta. But I had a mechanical pencil, eh.
Oh, that's nice.
So Rotring. 2.0. Yeah, Rotring.
Rotring.
Either Rotring or Stedler.
What's the blue
Stedler.
One? Stedler. Yon Stedler.
Either Rotring or Stedler. Yung ano. That was my, ano, parang... Wala lang kasi I felt cool with it.
Ang pag meron kang ano, kasi when we had, what do you call that? What subject
drafting.
Is that? Drafting.
Ako, drafting.
You needed rotring talaga. I mean,
a mechanical pencil.
Yung pen. What do you call that? Yung pen. Yung lalagay mo na.
Sign pen.
No, what do you call it? Yung andipis-dipis nung...
Mechanical pencil.
Not pencil. Yung may ink.
Fountain pen?
We called it something else.
Hindi. I know what you're saying. The pen that's like a tip.
Parang bakal na tip.
Yung fine tip pen.
Very fine.
Parang ganun yun.
But we called it something for drafting.
Technical pen?
Yeah.
Technical pen.
There you go. Oh, yung may 0.5.
Yes. My 0.7. Technical pen is talagang sobrang ganda. Yung nasa akin.
Masabi
super
lang.
Ganda talaga. Mm-hmm. Yun, tech pen. Thank you, Dr. Dennis. Uh-huh. Yun nga, tech pen. All right. Next.
May nagsasabi favorite mo daw yun, Chico.
Alin?
Yung cream pie.
Ha? Favorite ko?
Anong sarap naman talaga nun eh. Like banana cream pie.
Saka masarap.
My favorite.
Parang feeling ko
mango cream pie.
Ako, mango cream pie.
You know what's a...
Pero ang mahal nun pag yun ang ginamit natin.
Oo.
Sayang.
Unless meron tayong sponsor. Hello.
Huwag na, just cream.
Cream na lang. Oh. Like whipped cream na lang.
Or yung last na lang yung mango cream pie tapos we'll eat it out of each other's faces.
Ay,
ano ba to?
What? Masarap eh.
It's kung mangyayari niyan eh, ma-open na naman ako.
Yung kay Del, nandun pa rin lang.
Buong pa yung kay Del.
Saan yung malinis?
Guys, you're so gross.
Ay, nako.
Oh, diba? The Kikay Barkada Cream Pie Party.
Diba? Uh-huh. Cream Pie Tea nga.
Cream Pie Tea.
Cream Pie Tea. Parang bulol lang. And also, Izzy and Rila says, 120 words per minute. Beat that. # typing tutor.
Oh my God.
Typing!
Mga kasabay na mga ano yan eh. Where in the World is Carmen Sandiego?
Oh my gosh, that's my favorite game ever.
Did you ever play ano?
Loved it.
The Incredible Machine.
I know.
Yung parang mag-create ka ng basta.
I don't know. Pero yung grabe yung Carmen Sandiego. I was so addicted to it.
Diba?
I don't know
sobrang addicted.
You never, what?
Ang sarap na, meron ng bago.
Hindi mo masarap.
It's an app. It's an app.
Really? Carmen Sandiego?
Yeah.
Ooh.
And also, let's see here. Chenong says, Game Boy cartridge, 1,000 in one. Woot woo! Like 1,000 in one,
yeah.
In one
but
cartridge.
I used to have that in family computer, not in the Game Boy.
Not Game Boy. Yeah.
I remember my classmates would, magta-trade.
Yeah.
They trade.
Yeah, trade cartridges. Pero madaya naman yun eh, kasi yung 1,000 in one, it's like different versions of the same game.
Actually, ang corny-corny naman.
Game and watch!
Yeah, yung ano, yung egg layer.
Popeye.
Octopus. Ako yung,
Octopus.
Yung parang nag-lay siya ng egg.
Chef.
Tsaka yung chef.
Chef.
Ha? Yung mga pancake, yung mga...
Yung kailangan niya saluhin yung ano.
Yung pancake.
Maui says, OMG, practical test on WordStar and Windows 1-2-3 today. I'm so dead.
Oh my God. Windows 1-2-3?
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah.
I remember Windows 3 point something. Or was it?
3 too young?
Before 95 and 98. Windows 3.1. Windows 3.1 yata yun eh.
Ito, JM Torabi
but I remember
says,
WordStar.
Of course, WordStar.
Ano yung spreadsheet before? Lotus.
Lotus. JM Torado says, ang sarap dito sa Mamunluk.
Where's Mamunluk?
There's still Mamunluk.
Pero meron pa eh.
I think...
Sa Green Hills, Or Manila?
I'm not sure. I think ano. Or what's that? Yung going to Binondo? What's that street? Yung may, yung kusaan yung San Agustin Church? What's that street?
España?
The other one. Diba there's España and there's yung, diba dalawa yan?
Parallel
to España. Anyway,
Banaue?
Taft?
One of those.
Basta parang Jay Ryan is saying Mamon look in Banaue QC.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, there's in Banaue.
And also, coming from Kittredge, tara guys, diba ngayon parang, oh guys, are you going to Bora this Labor Day weekend?
Mm.
Diba? That's how everybody says it now. So Kittredge says, oh guys, for the Labor weekend, kita-kita tayo, Puerto Azul.
Puerto Azul.
Never even.
You've never been there?
Yeah. I don't think I have.
Seriously? Yeah.
I don't think I have Puerto Azul.
Because when
Azul,
I started going
that was
out
like
of,
the, ano talaga.
When I started going out of town, like when I was at least allowed to go out of town, it was like Boracay na.
Boracay
where
na
is Nayang Kalikasan?
Oh, that's in Laguna. Pero that's a lake. It's not a beach. And also, that guy marked X says, help, how do I kill King Koops?
King Koopa.
Koopa.
Koopa, kasi King Koopa.
Eh, yun ang nakalagay dito, King Koops.
Si King Koopa yun.
King Koopa, right.
Yung tatalunan mo siya over him, tapos meron parang switch na tatama.
That's Cooper's name, Koopa.
Yeah, Koopa.
Cooper.
Alright, and
it's,
also...
Yun na, sa, wait. Don't tell us what you're saying. It's Lotus 1-2-3, not Windows 1-2-3.
Ah, because
Windows is 3.1.
Right. And then...
Geek win.
The older people know.
Jyoti says, OMG, we're going to Makati. I wonder kung saan tayo sasakay. Sa double deck or sa love bus.
Oh, yeah.
We used to have double deck.
Oh, my gosh.
Do you remember?
Yes.
Really?
That was...
Masikip ba?
Ha?
Oh,
yung
oh.
Double deck?
Kasi, well, depende kung top o bottom.
Ah, okay.
Hindi, pareho. Kasi, masikip.
I both. Think mas masikip yata pag top. Kasi mas dun gusto ng tao eh. Pag bottom medyo maluwag na kasi parang they don't want, parang everyone's excited to be on
to
the top,
be on top
deck.
Eh,
do you remember it was the Metro Manila Transit?
Yes.
Yeah, Metro Manila
oh
Transit.
Oh my gosh.
Bus.
You know before
they
in,
were blue.
In Cebu they had this bus called the Kaohsiung bus and it was this really dilapidated bus but it was free.
Yeah.
For like seniors and children.
Mm.
So lang, it would go around. Parang I guess that's the counterpart of like the love bus here.
And the love bus talaga parang it was the only air conditioned bus at the time.
Do you know why they had those love buses? Because there was a gas shortage.
Yeah.
In the 70s. So what they had to do was the government had to come out with a public transport to dissuade people
from bringing their own cars. Yeah.
Tapos love bus.
Did you ever ride that?
Eh, di ba, I don't ride buses.
No,
except the princess.
So that was the thing. Di ba? Then one time, there was this pregnant woman who actually gave birth on the love bus.
On the love bus?
So they call it Anak sa Love Bus.
Anak sa Love Bus!
Ay, naho!
Yeah. Yun ang tinawag sa kanya. Nakakaawa
siya. You've been had again.
Naku, Anak sa Love Bus yan. And Fat Kid Inside says, oh, saan ang grand eyeball ng Tex Clan mamaya?
Text clan?
A text clan. So they used to have that.
I don't think I've ever encountered a text clan. I mean, the grand eyeball, yeah, of course you get that. But
For Any Boy says, oh, nag-guess na ba si na Chico at Del kay Inday Badiday?
Di naman tayo mabot noon.
Actually, I was a kid pa din. Parang naalala
ko. But I was a big fan of Eye to Eye.
Yeah.
Remember
saka
Eye
See-Through.
Ako, no.
See-Through.
See, this is what I'm saying. When I was growing up, it was more Eye to Eye. She had finished with See True.
Yeah,
I don't know this.
It was the first entertainment talk show.
Like the Buzz.
Like the Buzz. Yeah, yun yung mga precursor. Oh my gosh, meron pa yung si Nap Gutierrez, Christy Fermin.
Ah yeah. Uh-oh.
On Channel 7 in the afternoon Saturdays. I forgot what it's called.
Oh my gosh, this one from JM Torado. Off to Cubao CBD.
What CBD?
Central Business District.
Cubao?
It used to be that before Makati.
Really?
Yeah. Diba, it changes depending on what the center
was about. Thrilla in Manila was in Cubao, diba?
Yeah.
The Ali Mall. Hey, remember the first condos that went up? It was in Makati.
Yeah.
On the corner of Ayala and Edsa.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
the first ever.
Kittredge was saying, Del, it's Movie Magazine.
Movie Magazine. Right.
And the entry that caps off the bottom half of the top 10 throwback tweets comes from... okay, let's see here. Whew. Comes from... Wait lang. Okay, comes from Angel Rain.
Angel Rain says...
Ay, kainis. May kumakatok na naman na nagtitinda ng encyclopedia.
Alright. But I love that.
And they really went to your house.
Yeah.
And they really like to sell the encyclopedia. And they'll show you samples pa.
They lug it around.
Yeah. They were like the Electrolux people, remember? Where they would
sell the vacuum.
Grabe.
But you know what? I mean, Google is awesome and whatever, but I miss encyclopedias.
Actually leafing through.
Diba seeing the photos, tapos yung meron pang parang 3D something.
Yeah, ano. But that was the newer ones. Yeah. Those were the newer ones.
Ano kami nun? Ano ba yung encyclopedia namin nun? Britannica yata or something.
Kami yung Colliers. There's Grolliers.
Grolliers
there's
and Colliers. And then there's Comptons.
Yeah, Compton. Oh.
My gosh. Okay, so one final batch. The top 10 throwback tweets. This is your last chance to send them in. Just key in RX, space your entries, and send them to 2299. Or tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag throwback tweets. La 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 la.
The Morning Rush. Top 10.
Morning Rush. Top 10.
Monts Radio, RX 93.1. Time for the final batch of the top 10 throwback tweets. Let's start off with Mrs. Bond. Uy, may bagong book si at Pepe Rizal. El Filibusterismo. Kaya lang we're not allowed to read it daw. Na-ban siya before.
Na mga Espanyol.
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 Di Carlo Castro says, love team for life. For sure, magtatagal sila forever. Isa Seguera and Spencer Reyes. Okay. Malignant Quiapo says, oh guys, kita-kits tayo ah. Payanig sa Pasig, then limits afterwards.
Limits!
Oh tapos God. Hashtag Sabado Nights.
But I really love Payanig sa Pasig.
Yeah.
I like it more than Alabang sa
Palabang. More than
Big
Bang sa Alabang. Alabang sa Palabang. Alabang sa Palabang.
Balabang sa Alabang.
Although I did like the giant slide.
Kasi diba may boom na boom. Big Bang sa Alabang, tapos Payanig sa Pasig.
Ano boom na boom? Boom na boom saan?
Boom na boom sa may CCP.
And wala siyang like, boom na boom sa Malabum.
Wala. Boom na boom sa Malabum.
Hindi, parang, usually may place eh. Payanig sa Pasig, Big Bang sa Alabang.
That I remember Payanig sa Pasig had like, instead of a wall, it was like an ahaw.
Yeah.
Para kalokohan sa kalookan.
Yun. Pwede top 10 to. No, we did the top 10 of this.
Ah, really? Puro ganyan?
Puro ganyan.
Malignant Quiapo also says.
No, it was tweet. Nag-tweet tayong tatlo. Puro ganun.
Alright!
Yeah, yung tweet exchange natin.
Yeah. Malignant Kappa also says, this is especially close to my heart. This was one of my favorite games of all time. Playing Super Trump with classmates after school.
I love Super Trump
cards!
Depende on the topic. Like, my favorite was yung cars. Believe cars. It or not. Uh-oh. Sports cars.
Yeah.
Tapos yung ships. Ferrari, yung ship.
Yeah. I love the airplanes. Yung mga wingspan.
Yung mga Amerigo Vespucci. Mga ganyan.
Oh my God!
I wish they had Trump cards. Meron bang app na Trump cards? Baka meron.
Baka meron. I wouldn't be surprised kung meron.
Tapos let's play. I love that. Power Fart Girl says, OMG, Rustom Padilla is so hot. I bet marami siyang mapapaiyak na babae.
Marami talaga sa pinaiyak na babae.
Didn't he used to be a flight attendant?
Yeah.
Diba?
He was. For PAL, I think.
Yeah, for the Philippine Carrier.
Brindun says, you'd only know this if you're a big fan of history and, NGC. Oh my gosh, the Pope is giving birth.
No?
Yeah. If you follow the Pope Joan, supposedly, although she's not officially part of the roster, there's a big thing that there was such a thing as the only female pope.
Mm.
She posed as a man, and supposedly she got found out because she gave birth in public.
Oh.
She was on a horse and she fell down, and then turns out she was giving birth.
Mm.
But of course, it's you know, a lot of people consider it apocryphal.
Yeah,
it's not really like
part of the
official thing. Kier Garcia says, "Please, guys, no Titanic spoilers, please." Of course, Del is the queen of spoilers.
Yeah, that was 1997 and he still hasn't forgiven me.
The first thing she says was, kasi nung namatay si Leonardo.
Grabe! Pero my best friend's wedding, sinabi ko na sa kanya. Sabi ko sa kanya, you're gonna love it. Kasi, you're a huge Julia Roberts fan and in this one, she didn't end up with a guy.
Oh, talaga, I was like,
both
tapos
were,
by the way, yung Sixth Sense, si Bruce Willis, patay!
Hindi naman.
And so, both were monster movie premieres.
Yeah. Mrs. Bond says, uy!
Akala ko yung ano, yung spoiler niya. Alam mo ba sa dulo ng Titanic, nag-sink yung bangko?
Bangko?
Barko bangka.
Nakita mo yung bangko na lumulubog.
Hindi, yung upuan.
Ano kayo, upuan?
Bangko.
Mrs. Bond says, uy, ang gwapo pala ni at Gregorio Del Pilar. Hashtag crush.
Pero he's gwapo.
Gwapo
eh.
Si Gregorio yeah. Del Pilar.
Alam mo kung sinong takot ako actually among the heroes? Oh. Si Aguinaldo.
Yeah.
Kasi kuripot ka.
Kuripot ka.
Grabe naman to.
Ihingi sila na Aguinaldo.
Kasi ihingi sila na Aguinaldo.
Hindi, you remember how he looked in the bill?
Yeah, flat yeah. top. Naka-flat top hair siya, diba?
Nakakatakot na guy.
Pero si ano, Andres ah? Bonifacio kaya?
Ay, hindi. I found him, ano?
He looks so Pinoy.
What?
Poor looking.
Oh, damn! Oh, my God!
Totoo naman eh! Totoo naman,
oh, judgmental.
Ano ba? Grabe but he, ka. But he was poor.
Pero that's, mas ano siya eh, mas parang mas mas gwapo siya kay Rizal.
Ah, depende.
Hindi, kasi
depende.
Si Rizal kasi parang si pretty boy.
Hindi, kasi
sa bagay.
Hindi, mas moreno yata si ano, si okay, Rizal.
No.
Yes. Really? Well, wait, compared to Andres Bonifacio?
Bonifacio was medyo dark, diba? Tapos naparati siya nakakamisa chino.
Well, that's what we know. Uh-oh. That's what we know.
Malay mo, naka-Springfield siya.
si Rizal naka-Zara.
Oh, diba? Hindi, pero sino pinaka...
Spanyol yun.
Sino Zara, pinaka, ano? Who's the guapoest, like, hero?
Si local or foreign?
Ano? No, local.
Yung si Gregorio local. Del Pilar
si
na siguro.
Si Gregorio ba? Oh. Is he known to be, like, good-looking?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Wait, Gregorio Del Pilar
he's the one
is...
who died in Tira Paz.
Ah, he's the one with a yun, Tira... with a Kulotsky mustache.
Kulotsky. No,
wait. Hindi.
Ay, that's Marcelo H. Del Pilar.
Ako, naguguluhan na rin ako.
That's Marcelo, the one
Gregorio
with the,
Del Pilar.
The one with a Tom Selleck, ano, Tom Selleck
kaya
mustache.
Kaya talaga, alam mo, pero it's true. Andres Bonifacio was poor.
Well, he was naman.
And Jose Rizal was like,
this
ano...
This is Gregorio Del Pilar.
Bourgeoisie.
Ah, ito is not Aguinaldo.
Si Aguinaldo kasi
no, Aguinaldo
si Aguinaldo yung isa.
Si Aguinaldo yung isa, parang ano, bully
diba?
Eh.
Ayun, sabi ko na eh.
Like
there was one picture na it's Aguinaldo.
This is Emilio Aguinaldo.
Oh, yeah. That's the one that I know.
He kind of looks like an Eddie Gutierrez. Ah, Eddie Gutierrez. Sino?
Eddie Garcia.
Eddie Garcia.
Parang Eddie Garcia.
Hmm. Okay, Dark Fader says...
Yung mga heroes. Sino ba pinakagwapo
na Adornado for the win. Si Boggs. Maui says, OMG. Banig Roberto just beat Christina Aguilera on Star Search. Which is true.
Which is true.
Yeah. Natalo niya talaga. Richard Ferraro says, guys, may shared account daw si Gino and Chico sa hashtag Buy Manila sa IRC.
Apparently, what's Buy Manila?
Buy dash Manila.
Ah, Buy Manila. Ah, okay.
Hey, Luis Recta was saying, Emilio Jacinto is also good looking daw.
Emilio Jacinto, isa pa yun.
Emilio Jacinto.
And then Rai Rai says, hinika ako sa Cabo Blow sa SNES cartridge.
Right. Because whenever you would, whenever you would play, yeah. you'd blow it first. No?
And I'm so sad. Please pray for the soul of a dear friend. Hashtag Yellow 4.
Oh.
Right.
But didn't she die twice? Alam ko, twice siyang namatay.
Twice?
Eh.
How can you die twice?
No, parang namatay yung isa. Tapos again, may Yellow 4 naman. Tapos namatay rin siya.
Ay, parang it's the malas color.
Oh, parang yun yun eh. Tapos I remember parang I cried.
Oh no, that's my favorite color.
Don't
yellow.
Okay. Yeah, I hope four is not your number.
So, unless you're a bio girl. You have nothing
kayo to worry about. Kayo yun eh. Kayo yung bio girl.
They were bio men. Biologically men. Pero
emotionally girls.
Or kulang ng tea.
Bio tea.
Di ba that's the Bisaya?
Yeah, bio.
And also...
Well, Cebuano. Ilonggo kasi it's agi.
Ah, agi. Mm.
Kylie Gayan says, ang hirap ng Minesweeper sa computer. Best game ever.
Yeah, I never got into Minesweeper.
I loved Minesweeper. Baja Daib says, UP Fair! River Maya, Intro Voice, After Image, Parokya, Color It Red, Teeth.
Oh my gosh, ang naalala kong UP Fair, Side A.
Ako ano? And Eraserheads, before they had a record deal.
Yeah, because they were already big in UP.
In UP.
And diba,
they
diba,
were a UP band.
UP students sila, diba?
Yeah.
Yeah, UP band.
And the top. Throwback tweet comes from Jim Kirk. Mm-hmm.
Kasar. He says,
gusto ko mag-party mamaya. Pero, alam mo na, curfew.
Martial law.
Yeah. And the soldiers would literally arrest you if you were outside of the house beyond 12 midnight.
And then once they arrest you, what happens?
What I remember before.
You stay in jail overnight?
I hardly remember it. Pero parang,
sorry,
if I not remember. That. Yeah. Even if you get the age of my date, I wouldn't remember that.
Yeah, he was too young. He was young.
When did martial law end ba?
I don't know. It ended in 80 something.
Oh.
But it started
in the really strict time.
73.
70.
72 ba?
Alam ko 2.
So, nung may conscious thought ka na, hindi na strict. Hindi na ganun ka strict.
Well, not as.
It got laxer and laxer.
Kasi before talaga, what my sisters and my brother would tell me before, pag nahuli ka, you'd pull grass.
Or papagwalisin ka.
Ibang EDSA before May Island, naghihila ka ng weeds.
Para community service.
Parang ganun.
Hindi, pero it's meant to shame you.
Yeah.
Ah, okay.
Imagine mo, you'll be like along EDSA tas
you're pulling pero cool yun eh, na parang rebellious ka. Parang okay.
Oh, not at that time. No, not at that time. Because people were missing.
And sometimes they'd never see you again. Yeah. That's the scary part about it. So, alright, so, do we have one?
I have one. Beauty School Plus.
What's that?
Syempre, the gays would know this.
What's that?
Ricky Reyes. It's the first makeup.
Passion and beauty tips.
Si ano yan eh, June Encarnacion.
Ah, right.
Si ano, Beauty School Plus. I was in high school, I would catch his show, and that's how I learned to put on makeup.
Wow. From a TV show.
Yep.
I learned how to put on makeup on my own.
I mean, seryoso.
Yan din yung sabi ni Ricky Reyes.
Never watch TV.
Sabi niya, kabuhayan daw pang mga bading.
Ako, the other day, I was just tweeting about it. Choose your own adventure books. Choose your own adventure books. And I would have a stack.
Superbook. Did you ever watch Superbook?
But the, Flying House.
Flying House.
Oh, yung mga, biblical tales.
Yeah.
Oh, diba?
It's a true story. This was, I really would have tweeted this. Eagerly awaiting the opening of the newest mall in Metro Manila.
SM City.
Manuela.
Vera Mall. As in, it was under construction.
Oh, wow. But I like the look of Vera Mall before. Yung parang may parang tunnel.
Intestines.
Tunnel, what do you call this? It's a tunnel escalator.
Escalator.
Kaya na ba ako nag-mimix na? Puro mashup yung utak ko. We gotta go.
Bye, guys! Have a fun Thursday.
Enjoy!
Bye-bye!
And we'll see you at the Make. You're on Havaianas if you're going.
Oh, yeah.
Bye, guys.
We're going there. Bye-bye.
Chico, Delamar, Gino. The Morning Rush.